8463. This powerful savings message is provided by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Alliance to Save Energy.
Victims of Hurricane Katrina are attempting to recover from the massive storm. American Red Cross volunteers have been deployed to the hardest hit areas of Katrina's destruction, supplying victims left homeless with critical necessities. By making a financial gift to support relief efforts, the Red Cross can provide shelter, food, counseling, and other assistance to those affected by Hurricane Katrina. The work has just begun. Victims of Hurricane Katrina need your help now. Call 1-800-HELP-NOW or visit redcross.org.
For the past several years, you've heard WGNU's community calendar of events going on in and around the area. Ever wonder where the information comes from? The majority of it comes from our listening audience. If your nonprofit organization would like help promoting its events and ongoing operations free of charge, send all necessary information to calendar@wgnu.net. Please send the correspondence 2 weeks prior to any events. WGNU reserves the right to edit or reject submissions for reasons of time and content.
The kids at the daycare centers call him Mr. Saxophone.
Hi, kids.
Armed with just a guitar and a Rube Goldberg version of a brass kazoo, this mild-mannered champion of your child's exuberance entertains America's preschoolers by crooning Polly Wally Doodle all the day.
One thing I've learned about kids, they learn fast. And the better they can see, the faster they can learn.
So, take a tip from Mr. Saxophone.
Your child should have a comprehensive eye exam at 6 months, 3 years, and before entering school to be ready for school.
And now, for the cute little jingle.
Brown eyes, green eyes, blue ones too. You see me and I see you. Put this on your things to do list. Visit your friend, the optometrist.
Yes.
A message from the American Optometric Association.
You're listening to Radio Free St. Louis, WGNU Radio, 920 on your AM dial and at WGNU.net.
It's getting closer and closer. The second annual WGNU Wake Up Call Blanket Drive will be held on Friday, November 18th. Again this year, we're partnering with our friends at Carver House to provide the gift of warmth for those less fortunate. Liz Brown will be broadcasting live from Carver House, 3035 Bell Avenue, that morning from 7 to 10. And on Blanket Drive Day, your donations will be accepted at both the Congress and Senate building at 265 Union, the home of WGNU, and at Carver House, 3035 Bell. This is your chance to make a difference and change your little corner of the world. Be a part of the second annual WGNU Wake Up Call Blanket Drive on Friday, November 18th. By the way, we're now accepting your blanket donations here at the studios of WGNU Radio on Union. Time now for another edition of the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown. Views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or advertisers of WGNU Radio. This broadcast is a production of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio, and is intended solely for the information and entertainment of our listening audience. Any rebroadcast, transcribing, recording, or other use of this material without the expressed written consent of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio is strictly prohibited. We ask that you govern your calls within the bounds of brevity and good taste. And now, the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, how can I understand? I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, how can I understand? We do not beg for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say the progress that you made
you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
Sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man, charity, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal citizenship.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome, 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 welcome to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number, no problemo. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Any kind of, every kind of, all kinds of ways you need to get up, you need to get to me. We have all kinds of stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. I'm not trying to be ignorant or anything. I'm really not. I'm trying to understand. I'm trying to make sense out of some stuff that's mystifying to me. And I am the first person to admit I don't know what goes into all of the decision making made in order to determine where a guy who's sitting in the office of the president, where he goes on his trips. I don't know. I don't know all of the ins and the outs. I don't know all of the agreements that are out there, the negotiations that have to take place. I don't know everything that goes on in the White House. I don't. And I don't know everything that goes into the decision making of what trips are taken when. But for God's sake, Mongolia? George W. Bush is going to Mongolia? What did Karl Rove do? He sat down, because I know George didn't do this. He said he doesn't have the attention span for this. And the whole dyslexia thing that doesn't help here. He said, what did Karl Rove sit down on a map and say, no, we can't go to Spain, they hate us here. Can't go to France, they hate us here. Can't go to England, can't go to Argentina, can't go. Mongolia? Is that the only country in the world where Cindy Sheehan can't go? Is that the only country in the world where thousands of people cannot gather in opposition to you? No American president has ever been to Mongolia. On the one hand, you know, I'm going to go Bill Clinton on you. I feel your pain. It's got to be a rough world to live in where everywhere you go, somebody got something crummy to say about you. You're not treated as a liberator anywhere that you go. Mongolia. He has gone to Mongolia. no president in the history of this quote-unquote democracy has ever been to Mongolia. Why would this president need to go? Oh, yeah. I'm sure they have like little teeny tiny Cindy Sheehan faces on all of the different countries. This is no. Cindy Sheehan. I know I can't go Cindy Sheehan. No, Cindy Sheehan's in. No. Mongolia. That's the only place that he could go. And he had to cross the international dateline to get there. I'm putting time and I'm putting distance between protesters. And how about this for all of you better dead than red folks? He's also going to seek refuge in the bosom of China, because he knows that China will keep the protesters down too. He's in Mongolia. George W. Bush is in Mongolia. Well, you know, I hate to be partisan. But I think I'm gonna have to be a little bit partisan here, because I don't want to be accused of being partisan. So let me try to be fair and balanced with this. Because the fact of the matter is, the truth of the matter is, on the real, George W. Bush isn't just running from Democrats. Let's be. I don't know. What was that? What was that animal on Dr. Doolittle? Push me, pull you. Push me, pull you. It's unclear, because we have Democrats running at him and Republicans running away from him. So we got this whole push me, pull you type of thing going on. George W. Bush, you know, is trying to get to the Republicans. They're running away. Trying to get away from the Democrats. They're running towards him. Check this out. On Friday, George W. Bush, as you know, went to Pennsylvania, and he went there with the state's moderate Republican senior senator and a Democratic congressman, but without the state's conservative junior senator, Rick Santorum. The Senate's number 3 Republican declined an opportunity to sit next to George Bush. Ouch. I guess I understand why baby boy had to go to Mongolia to heal those wounds. Ooh. It sure hurts when love goes bad, doesn't it? Doesn't it? All of a sudden, you know, your man don't want to see you no more. He don't want nobody to know that he know you no more. Ooh, that's gotta hurt. That's gotta hurt. Nothing is worse than when love goes bad. Oh, I know what's worse than love going bad. When the whole world sees that your love has gone bad. That's gotta hurt. Rick Santorum, who is super, 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 super conservative, number 3 man in the United States Republican Senate. He says, and don't you hate when love goes bad, and then you know, you want to get with them and they don't want to get with you, but they tell you some just outrageous lie. You know they're lying to you. You know they're lying to you. Santorum agreed several weeks ago to speak at the American Legion's Veterans Day luncheon in Philadelphia, and he intends to keep that commitment. He's said to speak at noon, the same time George Bush is to be 120 miles away at an Army depot in Monroe County. If you love me, you could have come. If you wanted to be with me, you could have come. Everybody knows that. If somebody loves you, they're going to make it. They're going to make it happen. They're going to move heaven and earth to get to you if they love you. Or if they want to be with you. He was only 120 miles away from a military base. You can't tell me that there wasn't a helicopter somewhere in the state of Pennsylvania that he could have choppered onto and choppered over there. Ouch. 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 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Ouch. And, you know, I guess if we look at it from the ex-boyfriend position of Rick Santorum, he don't love Bush no more. He's an ex-boyfriend. He's 18 points behind in the polls. And I guess from the ex-boyfriend's point of view, you can't do nothing for me no more. George Bush can't do nothing for him no more. He's 18 points behind. What would George Bush be able to do for him? He's 18 points behind. You know, and then he got down here looking around at other what happened to other boyfriends of George W. Bush. Shoot. Jerry Kilgore lost the race. And this ex-boyfriend of George Bush is telling all his secrets. Kilgore is saying, I lost because of my association with Bush. Ouch. Ouch. Ooh. And don't you hate this? Don't you hate this? George Bush has got to be crying in his pillow. He said, baby, I raised $1.5 million for you in June. You don't want to be with me no more. I raised $1.5 million for you. What's the phrase? What's the phrase, Howard? In a word, no. No. And it gets worse, y'all. This is a nasty breakup. This is a nasty, nasty breakup. Not only is Rick Santorum took George Bush's, not only did he take George Bush's money, $1.5 million, and then he act like he don't know him no more. He don't want to be nowhere that George Bush is. George Bush could call and call. You know how it goes. You know how it goes when you breaking up with somebody. And with your cell phone in front of you, you see his number come up. Shoot. Click. Click. I ain't talking to him. I ain't got nothing to say to him. That's what Rick is doing to boy George. And it gets worse. Rick Santorum is also criticizing Bush in public. He refused to endorse Bush's nomination of Harriet Myers. He called the White House lawyer and Bush loyalist a blank slate. George Bush, dang. What is he like? The Rodney Dangerfield of the Republican Party? He can't get no respect. Ouch. Whew, you know what? It's all coming clear. I started this morning with a question. I think I've answered the question. Shoot, a lot of folks, you know, during a bad breakup, you got to go find some place where you can heal. You know, most of us went up to our bedrooms, you know, cried in our pillows. Most of us, when we were breaking up with folks, or when we've broken up with folks, couldn't afford to get on a plane and take a vacation someplace. I understand why George Bush is in Mongolia. Tears on my pillow. Lord, we're going to take a break. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. I will be back. Stay with me.
I'll never try to hurt you. I want you to know that I'm here for you forever, true. Cause you're my bad brother. Good morning, St. Louis. 30 minutes after the hour, 6 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by the CMA Awards on KMOV Channel 4. Eastbound 40 at McKnight, there's an accident. The right lane is blocked. Expect a backup all the way near Clayton Morrison. Eastbound 70 at Cass is closed due to an accident involving an overturned trash truck. Traffic is being diverted onto 6th Street. Then the backup is at Salisbury. You can use the express lanes to get to bypass the closure. Eastbound 70 at the Blanchette Bridge. Look for an accident reported. Two left lanes are blocked. Eastbound 70 between Cypress and Lambert. Look for that accident to have been cleared, but there's still going to be a backup there. Northbound 55 between Butler Hill and DePere. No problems there. Eastbound 44 between Antire and Merrimack River Bridge. Looks good. Eastbound 40 between Long Road and 270, no problems to report there. Northbound 270 between 44 and Marshall, you've got slow traffic already. Westbound 255 from Telegraph to 55, no problems there. Westbound 270 from 367 all the way into Washington Elizabeth, look for no problems to report there. Westbound 5570 split from 4th Street onto the Poplar Street Bridge. It is slow this hour. Westbound Kingbridge traffic at Laclede's Landing is flowing freely. Northbound Route 3 from 8th Street onto the ramp to the Poplar Street Bridge, you can expect slow traffic. Westbound 64 between 25th and the 5570 split, look for slow traffic. Riverview between Chambers and Hall Street, look for flooding. Hall is also reportedly flooding at Gimlin, so use caution as you roll up to those areas. And that is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by the CMA Awards on KMOV Channel 4. Live from Madison Square Garden in New York City, it's the country music's biggest night. The CMA Awards, tomorrow night at 7 p.m., only on KMOV Channel 4. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Thursday. Wild one out there. Windy today, not quite as cool. Areas of fog early in the morning, then occasional showers and thunderstorms throughout the day. The chance for showers late in the afternoon. Storms may be severe with damaging winds, large hail, and tornadoes. The high should be in the lower 60s, but temperatures will be falling into the 40s by the afternoon. This evening, windy, colder, and cloudy. A chance for sprinkles until early morning. Then a chance for flurries late in the evening and overnight as well. The low should be in the lower 30s. For Wednesday, blustery, much colder, partly sunny, but a high only around 40. Wednesday evening, colder, mostly clear with a low in the lower 20s. Then on Thursday, mostly sunny once again with a high in the mid-40s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have rainy conditions and 43 degrees. Lambert Fields reporting rainy conditions and 44 out there as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the top of the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
For all of your embroidery and digitizing needs, be sure to visit Pro Shirt Shop in South County. Whether for the bowling league or uniforms at work, let Pro Shirt Shop show you why they're an award-winning industry leader for more than the last 10 years. T-shirts, jackets, hats, carry bags, even a personalized gift for the holidays. Pro Shirt Shop can do it all, and they'll even help you create a logo if needed. Pro Shirt Shop, 816 Lime Ferry Road, or call 638-8631 for Pro Shirt Shop today.
Get wowed by Woo! Listen to Debbie Donzie at WGNU.net for women empowering women, or wild energetic women, or wild wacky women, or for...
Ever hear of the Restore?
Yeah, where is it?
3763 Forest Park Avenue, east of Vanaventer, west of Spring.
What's in the Restore?
It's an eclectic mix of new and used building materials.
Like cabinets, stoves, hardware?
Absolutely. Everything from windows and doors to the kitchen sink, and then some.
And your purchases benefit Habitat for Humanity St. Louis, right?
Yes, they do.
I gotta check this out. When's the Restore open?
Tuesday through Saturday, 9 to 4.
3763 Forest Park Avenue.
The Restore. Check it out.
We're waiting for your calls at WGNU. From the local calling area, just dial 314-454-0400. If you're calling long distance, the toll-free number is 1-877-920-WGNU. If you are calling long distance from a car phone or want to use a particular name on the air, please let us know when you call. Get into Talk Radio with a Difference. That's Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920, WGNU.
It's getting closer and closer. The second annual WGNU Wake Up Call Blanket Drive will be held on Friday, November 18th. Again this year, we're partnering with our friends at Carver House to provide the gift of warmth for those less fortunate. Liz Brown will be broadcasting live from Carver House, 3035 Bell Avenue, that morning from 7 to 10. And on Blanket Drive Day, your donations will be accepted at both the Congress and Senate building at 265 Union, the home of WGNU, and at Carver House, 3035 Bell. This is your chance to make a difference and change your little corner of the world. Be a part of the second annual WGNU Wake Up Call Blanket Drive on Friday, November 18th. By the way, we're now accepting your blanket donations here at the studios of WGNU Radio on Union. This is the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown. Don't leave home without it.
Clouds might bring you pain, but I will be in your heart still, telling you don't look down, don't feast your eyes on things that are on the ground, and if it gets hard to focus when you're traveling almost at this speed of sound, feeling nowhere bound, remember what I told you, and don't you dare look down.
Don't you look down. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. You need to get up. You need to get to me. You can always email me at Liz Brown. At revolution@lizbrown.com, revolution@lizbrown.com. And I just want to remind you all, 3 days to the Wake Up Call Second Annual Blanket Drive, Good golly, Miss Molly. My goodness. It is that time of year. It's this Friday. We need you all to be getting your blankets. We need you all to be bringing your blankets. We need you all to be tending to this. Now, we will be taking blankets here at the station for 24 hours a day until Friday. 24 hours a day at the station here, 265 Union. That's the 13th floor, 265 North Union. And then on Friday, we will have curbside pickup from two locations. First location is here at the station, 265 Union, North Union. And we will, you just drive up, you will look for one of our workers and our volunteers in our Kelly Green Warming Hearts All Over t-shirts. And then the second pickup place, drop-off place, curbside drop-off place is, of course, with our friends at Carver House at 3035 Bell. That's Bell and Cardinal. You can go down Del Mar to Cardinal, then turn right there on Cardinal, Cardinal to Bell. We will have curbside pickup there from 7 a.m. until 10 a.m. Curbside pickup here at the station from 6 a.m. until 10 a.m. Curbside pickup, it doesn't get any better than that. We're looking for your blankets. We're looking for your blankets, please. We need to meet our goals, and we're counting on you to do that. So this Friday, curbside pickup. We'll also have hot chocolate. We'll have donuts. We'll have all kinds of fun things for you. So you don't want to miss this. This Friday from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. with our friends at Carver House, the second annual Wake Up Call Blanket Drive. Warming hearts all over. That's what we'll be trying to do. Blanket drive for the homeless. I look forward to seeing you. Look forward to seeing your blankets. See you Friday. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get up. Get to me. You're on the Wake Up Call. Good morning.
Good morning, Miss Brown. Good to see you this morning. Listen, I was wanting to ask you to remind the people to call their senators and congressmen and let them know that we want to retain our real estate tax deduction on our income tax, or they may find that somebody else is going to be taking their seat when it's time for re-election or expulsion. Another thing I wonder if Jesse Jackson could go to Monroe, Louisiana, and get those people there who have been exiled and take them back to Louisiana. Because those people who are out there in that dust too far to go find a job and all that other kind of thing. You know, you had the person on your show earlier this week or last week who was talking about that.
Yes.
And I couldn't get in, so I said I'd wait till earlier that one morning when I could get in. And about this school situation, that is just worse than ridiculous. But I won't get into too many things this morning. But my main concern was the real estate tax, and wondering if we could get in touch with Jesse and ask or either some other organizations if they could go and get those people out and get them back to New Orleans.
And that we're working on another New Orleans story, so stay with us, okay?
Okay, and thanks so much for all that you do for us. You really keep us enlightened, and I certainly do appreciate your efforts. Thank you.
Will I see you at the blanket drive?
Oh, I'm going to. Oh, yes, you know, I brought them last week.
All right.
And I will be there, honey.
All right.
I wouldn't miss this.
All right, now.
Thank you.
Thanks for your call. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. Any kind of, every kind of, all kinds of ways you need to get up. You need to get to me. I guess, you know. Maybe we should just start doing our, you know, are you scared yet segments? Are you scared yet? Let me go to Chattanooga, Tennessee. Oh, Lord, I spent a number of my formative years riding up and down Lookout Mountain. Chattanooga, Tennessee. That's right. Chattanooga. Medical ethics experts. Are questioning a proposal to implant medical identification microchips in the arms of developmentally disabled clients. Ain't that some stuff? Ain't that some stuff? So we're talking about children, disabled, prisoners. I mean, just think about it. Let me give you this. Dr. Rick Rader, the director of the Morton J. Kent Habitation Center at Orange Grove Center, is advocating cooperation in a study with the maker of the VeriMed implantable device. He says that here's how they get you. They're going to give it to people free for as many as 100 people. The clients would be the subjects in the first group of study of application of the device. The VeriMed works in much the same way as implantable identification tags work for, what do you think I'm getting ready to say? Your dog. Remember, folks? Remember when they started implanting those things in your dog? In fact, they're almost insisting that every pet has a microchip in them. That's if Fido runs away, we'll be able to find him. No, you'll be able to find me if you have a chip in Fido. You'll be able to find me. And I remember saying it. I remember it coming out my mouth when they were talking about putting chips in Fido. I said, watch out now. Look out now. They coming to put one in you. And looky, looky, looky. They're even saying it. The Verimed device works in much the same way as implantable identification tags for pets. It's all about easing you into the mindset of this, making this part of the an acceptable part of the world that you live in. It's outrageous. And look, they're using what they do to dogs as an excuse to do this to you. They spay dogs without their permission, don't they? Since when do we use that as evidence of something that should happen to us? He says, implantable devices have been used for millions of animals over the past 13 years. Implants for humans were approved by the FDA in October 2004. Now, the FDA won't approve a morning after pill, but they show approve putting a chip in you. You feel better? For all of you that can't get pregnant out there, you feel better about that? Dr. Seeling told the Orange Grove officials that the implants could keep disabled people safe in case they got lost or injured and cannot identify themselves to emergency workers or doctors. And here's how they want to play on your sympathies, y'all. What we're trying to do, said the good doctor, is to level the playing field. If you and I, when we're injured, can give this information, why can't they? So you know what's going to happen next, y'all? They're going to make that same argument on you and me. They're going to say, look, Liz, if you're in a car accident and you can't give this information, wouldn't it be good to have a chip in you so that all they have to do is scan you and all your medical information is right there? It's a good thing. It's a win-win situation, just chipping up every American. You're going to be like some dang SUV with OnStar that they can follow you and see where you are at any time that they want to. Anytime that they want to, you know. Some of you out there are naively saying, I don't have anything to hide. Privacy isn't about hiding anything. Privacy is about the knowledge of knowing that you get to tell anybody in the world where you are, what you're doing, when you decide to, not when they decide to. I don't have to do an illegal thing in the world to still not want to say that I don't need privacy. Privacy ain't about doing wrong. It's about being free. It's about being free. If I want to get in my car and go to Detroit because I want to, why should, and I don't want to tell anybody that I'm going, don't I have the freedom to do that and the privacy to do that? If I want to sit up in a 4-star hotel and eat chips and watch soap operas for a week, that's my business. That's nobody else in the world's business but me. These are scary, scary times. My name is Liz Brown. This is the wake-up call. I went over my break because it's not so scary. I'm sorry. I have to get back to you all after we get to this. Please stay with me. I ain't done here.
AM 920 WGNE.
Akbar Electric, commercial, industrial, residential, 3737 North Kings Highway, 382-2568, 382-2568. Any and all electrical installation and rehab, basic service installation, light fixtures, dusk to dawn lighting, motion sensors, no job is too big, no job is too small. 35 years of experience. Akbar Electric. Give them a call. 382-2568.
And now, the Lincoln Middle School Poetry Club.
Mothers and fathers and mothers and fathers. Mothers. Daddy-o's. We are your children, the apples of your eye, the acorns next to the tree. You've already given us so much, so we're not asking you to teach us Dutch. Just a phone call to our teacher.
Ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding.
Or volunteering in our classroom. Any involvement in our school is cooler than cool.
Ice cold.
Because studies show a little participation in our place of education increases our chances for graduation.
And we like shiny caps and gowns.
A little involvement goes a long way. For ways to get involved in your child's school, join your local PTA or visit pta.org.
A message from the Ed Council and National PTA.
Since 1977, Home Services, Inc. has helped St. Louis's disabled and elderly residents stay in their own homes longer. From repairing and modifying homes in the area to keeping neighborhoods safe, Home Services, Inc. has been there for thousands. If you or someone you know needs accessibility, safety, or weatherization improvements to their home, call 314-531-9779. If you would like to make a financial contribution to this nonprofit organization, send it to Home Services, Inc., 3755 Forest Park Avenue, St. Louis, Missouri. 63108.
Need to get it off your chest? 314-454-0400. 1-877-920-WGNU. Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU. The cure for the common cause.
It's getting closer and closer. The second annual WGNU Wake Up Call Blanket Drive will be held on Friday, November 18th. Again this year, we're partnering with our friends at Carver House to provide the gift of warmth for those less fortunate. Liz Brown will be broadcasting live from Carver House, 3035 Bell Avenue, that morning from 7 to 10. And on Blanket Drive Day, your donations will be accepted at both the Congress and Senate building at 265 Union, the home of WGNU, and at Carver House, 3035 Bell. This is your chance to make a difference and change your little corner of the world. Be a part of the second annual WGNU Wake Up Call Blanket Drive on Friday, November 18th. By the way, we're now accepting your blanket donations here at the studios of WGNU Radio on Union. Starting your day with information you can't get anywhere else. It's the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Do not forget, I'm Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. And do not forget, our blanket drive is this Friday at from 7 a.m. until 10 a.m. We will be broadcasting live from Carver House, George Washington Carver House at 3035 Bell. We will be taking your blankets. This is the day. This is the day. This Friday, we'll be taking your blanket blankets curbside pickup. Two locations. First location from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. is in front of WGNU radio station 265 North Union. Just drive up. You will see our volunteers and their Kelly Green Warming Hearts All Over t-shirts. Hand over your blankets. They'll take them from you and you can keep on going. Or you can come on over and visit with us a minute over at Carver House. We have curbside pickup there as well. But you can also come in, get some hot chocolate, get some donuts. We'll have all kinds of stuff there for you. And unfortunately, the weather is cooperating with us. It's supposed to be in the 20s tonight with flurries possible, 20s and 30s. It's time. We both years, we've picked the right days to start handing out these blankets. So please, $5, you can get them at Kmart. You can get them at the dollar store. Go get the blankets. Let's make our goals this year. 454-0400 is my phone number. Bill on a car phone.
I think this would be an excellent idea for somebody like Hitler, where to keep people controlled and follow them.
Bill, can I ask you something?
Yeah.
If the technology existed when Hitler came to power,
Do you think that he would have put chips in people?
Oh, yeah.
I think so, too.
Most likely. That way you can keep control of them. You can control if a revolution or something occurred. You know where everybody's at.
You know exactly.
You know which people to place in the concentration camps.
You know where people are to go round. You know what? Here's the thing. How about this scenario, Bill? We have these chemicals that our government wants to put into us. Let's say the bird flu type of thing. You have a microchip in you. All they have to do is scan you and realize and to find out whether or not you've gotten your shots or not.
Right.
You know, so it's a perfect way of containment. It's a perfect way of making sure that the government knows where you are at any given second of your life. That is the scariest thing in the whole world. That's the scariest thing in the whole world. And when people took them in their dogs, they were opening up the door to putting them in their grandmama. Now they're going to try to put it in your disabled grandmama, okay? Your grandmama that has Alzheimer's. They're going to go to that group of people. Then they're going to go to your children because children, you know, your three-year-old can't articulate his phone number, right?
That's right.
Then they're going to go to your teenager because what if your teenager runs away? You're going to want to know where your teenager is, right?
Exactly.
Then they're coming after your behind.
Right.
That's how it's going to work.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bill. 454. Are you scared yet? 454-6609 is my fax. 454. No, it's not Big Brother is watching anymore. It's not that. It's Big Brother is in you. Big Brother is in you. No, Orwell had it. He had the idea right, but he ain't watching. He's in you. He's in you. Welcome to Wake Up Call.
Hi, Liz.
How you doing, Dolores?
You know, there was a movie with Will Smith in it that had that...
Gene Hackman was also in it. Mm-hmm. Excellent movie.
And I thought then, I said, you know what, somebody... But let me tell you what's even more scarier is that some years ago, my husband was talking about how we're doing the time of the Antichrist, how they were going... The same thing you're talking about, how he had predicted that they was going to start putting these chips in people. You can't buy or sell without them and all kind of stuff. And you know what, Liz? You're right. This is scary.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people better wake up because pretty soon they're going to be talking about everybody got to have these chips.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, because I thought about today on television, they were talking about they in Japan, they making up a serum for bird flu.
They're making up what?
They're trying to get this serum up going for bird flu.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a friend of my daughter's, one of her sorority sisters, came over to the house a couple of weeks ago. Liz, this girl was sick as a dog. And I asked her, I said, well, what happened to you? And she said, this afternoon I went and took a flu shot.
What is a 20-something-year-old? How old is she?
My daughter is 36, so she's the same age she is.
So what's a 36-year-old woman doing taking a flu shot?
I don't know. My daughter said, why would you even think about doing that? And she said, well, they say it helps you keep you from getting this flu.
So how'd that work out for her? How'd that work out for her, sick as a dog?
Sick as a... The girl was sick for 3 days.
I got a roll.
Okay.
Thanks for your call. Car phone.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
You were talking about OnStar and everything with these chips.
Uh-huh.
You know, if they can switch cars, open doors and everything, about it. You got chips in your head.
Jeez.
Who's to say they start switching things? It's not about just tracking.
Ooh.
The next step would be to be able to, if someone had the button, that'd be cheaper than going to war or rounding up people. You just hit the button and you just don't wake up the next day. And that seems far-fetched in science fiction, but, hey... That's the next step.
How about...
Thank you.
Wait a minute. Don't go yet.
Yes.
What if they didn't like you?
Correct.
And what if they decided, okay, they need to stop writing them columns. She needs to get up off the air. We don't like what you said about the president. Bam. Heart attack. You're dead. Who?
Exactly. People just start disappearing.
There you go.
Okay.
There
right.
You go. Ooh. Lord, Lord, Lord. Well, we're going to do something a little bit different in the next hour. We're going to try this out. We're going to bring to you a book for your babies. If you have a toddler to toilet train,
You don't want to miss the next half an hour. The next half an hour, I will be talking to the author of Tinkle, Tinkle, Little Tot, Bruce Lansky. They're going to do something a little different. And then we'll be back to take your calls at the bottom of the hour. Stay with me.
There's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing your wound, but the blow, that's a blow made.
I think I'm here.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis. 920 on your AM dial.
Latest from ABC News, I'm Louise Schiavone. Several weeks after Katrina struck, the hurricane's death toll is still mounting. Returnees to New Orleans are continuing to find bodies, many of them elderly victims who had sought safety in attics and upper floors. USA Today reports 104 deaths have been added to the tally, which is now 1,076. The FBI believes it has in custody Northern Virginia's infamous cell phone bandit. The suspect, 19-year-old Candace Martinez, is accused of robbing four banks, all the while chatting on her cell phone. Who was she talking to? FBI spokeswoman Debbie Wireman.
That's a question everyone seems to have. Who was she talking to, or if she was talking to anyone while she was purportedly conducting these bank robberies?
The FBI tracked down the suspect through a license plate number. Police have also arrested her boyfriend. The wedding of the only daughter of Emperor Akihito, Princess Sayako, is dominating Japan's headlines today. She married a commoner in Tokyo, losing her title in the imperial family. The 36-year-old Sayako married a 40-year-old urban planner. President Bush is in Japan, the first Asia stop of his trip to the region. ABC's Ann Compton reports from Kyoto, Japan.
The White House is certainly lowering expectations for this round of four Asian visits. No big breakthroughs expected on getting any U.S. beef into Japan or U.S. troops out, more American goods into China, or nuclear ambitions out of the Korean Peninsula.
ABC's Ann Compton. In the Middle East, there is a deal between Israel and the Palestinians on Gaza border crossings. By the end of the year, Palestinians will be allowed to travel between the West Bank and Gaza, traveling through Israel. The agreement came after an all-night bargaining session and thanks in large part to the persistence of Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice traveling in the region. This is ABC News.
I'm Bill Ford. At Ford Motor Company, innovation has driven everything we've done, starting with the Model T and the assembly line. Today, we're recommitting ourselves to American innovation by building hybrid vehicles reaching 250,000 each year by the end of this decade, and 250,000 ethanol-capable vehicles next year to reduce our dependence on foreign oil. Innovation will be the compass that guides this company going forward. At Ford, we're driving American innovation.
Sam's Club makes holiday entertaining easier, and you can find out how at the Holiday Taste of Sam's Club. Drop by anytime Friday and Saturday, November 18th and 19th, between 10 a.m. and 7:30 p.m., or Sunday from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. to enjoy delectable items like cooked shrimp, spiral sliced ham, pumpkin cheesecake, and more. Save time and money and depend on Sam's Club for your holiday entertaining.
The 39th Annual Country Music Association Awards take place tonight in New York City. ABC's David Blaustein has a preview.
Country vets Brad Paisley and Leah Womack lead all nominees with six each. Newcomer Miranda Lambert is nominated for the Horizon Award. Doesn't really expect to win.
Whoever wins deserves it because we've all been working really hard.
Big and Rich are nominated in the same category.
I don't think anybody's ever given an acceptance speech like what you'll hear Big and Rich give if we look up and win something.
For the first time ever, the awards are being held outside of Nashville at New York City's Madison Square Garden. To help add a New York flavor, Billy Joel will be a presenter, as will soprano star James Gandolfini. The show will feature a duet between Elton John and Dolly Parton. David Blaustein, ABC News, New York.
Rapper 50 Cent plans to publish a new line of novellas and graphic novels featuring his former G-Unit rap crew with stories about sex, guns, and cash. The books will not be G-rated. I'm Louise Schiavone, ABC News.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU news update for the 7 o'clock hour. In the news this Tuesday, the investigation into the fatal shooting of an East St. Louis man continues. Illinois State Police Master Sergeant Sue Culp says Barry Bonner fired first at the Union Pacific Railroad officer. The officer returned fire, killing Bonner. Culp says she has no idea why Bonner fired on the officer. The incident happened around 11:30 Sunday evening along the 1000 block of Paradise Avenue. The officer was not injured in the incident. St. Louis City's Board of Election Commissioners has two new directors. 49-year-old Mary Wheeler Jones will serve as the Democratic director, while 29-year-old Scott Leindecker will serve as the Republican director. Election Commission Chairman Ed Martin says Wheeler Jones brings management skills to the job, while Leindecker's community outreach skills are an asset. Both are from St. Louis and graduated from the University of Missouri, St. Louis. They will serve through the 2008 election. The International Development and Relief Agency, Oxfam America, says 10% of Missourians are food insecure. Bobby Wassel, the campus minister for the Catholic Newman Center at the University of Missouri, St. Louis, says these statistics apply throughout the whole state.
Our minimum wage hasn't been raised in the last 9 years, and so, you know, a family of four can't be fed on someone working a full-time job at minimum wage. They still fall way short of the poverty level.
This week is designated as Hunger Awareness Week. UMSL is observing this initiative through a series of events where proceeds will go to benefit local, national, and international organizations working to fight hunger. For a list of events, go online to www.umsl.edu. Finally this hour, the Rams are looking to rebound from a tough loss heading into their matchup with the Arizona Cardinals this weekend. Interim head coach Joe Vitt said yesterday his team did a poor job in the red zone, took too many penalties, and struggled on third down defense in the loss to the Seahawks on Sunday. The Rams could muster just one touchdown in five red zone possessions, committed eight penalties, and allowed Seattle to convert on 10 of 15 third downs. The Rams are 4-5 on the season and trail the Seahawks by three games in the NFC West. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by GM Certified Used Vehicles. Let GM Certified take the worry out of buying your next used vehicle. To learn more and find a dealer near you, visit GMCertified.com. GM Certified, no worries. That's your look at local news for the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Kohl's Department Store. Eastbound 70 at Cass, that accident's been cleared. Traffic's jammed through Salisbury. You can use the express lanes to get around there. Eastbound 70 at Cave Springs, an accident. Two left lanes are blocked due to debris and traffic jams all the way through Mid Rivers. Northbound 270 between 44 and Marshall Road, there's an injury accident. The left lanes are blocked. Traffic backed up most of the way to Highway 21. Eastbound 40 at the last Missouri exit. Broadway, that is closed. You can use the 11th Street exit to get around. Northbound 55 between Union and Arsenal. No problems there. Eastbound 44 between Bowles and Merrimack. Everything is very heavy this hour. Eastbound 40 between 141 and Mason Road. Look for slow traffic there. Eastbound 40 at Ballas and Hanley, look for stop-and-go traffic. Westbound 270 between 367 and West Florissant, expect slow traffic as well. Eastbound 70 between K and 79, heavy volume there. Westbound 5570 from the exchange onto the PSB. It is stop-and-go this hour. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the railroad overpass into Laclede's Landing. Look for bumper-to-bumper traffic there. Northbound Route 3 from 8th Street onto the ramp to the west to Poplar Street Bridge. You've got stop-and-go traffic as well. Westbound 64 from 25th on the 5570 merge looks like it is slow. Riverview between Chambers and Hall, look for flooding. Hall Street is also reportedly flooding at Gimblin. That's a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Kohl's Department Store. Don't miss Kohl's half-off Wednesday sale this Wednesday only from 7 a.m. till midnight. You'll find sweaters, toys, frames, candles, and hundreds of other great gift ideas store-wide at 50% off. Kohl's, expect great things. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Thursday. For today, Windy and not quite as cool areas of fog this morning. Occasional showers and thunderstorms this morning and late this afternoon. Then a chance for showers later on this afternoon. Storms will be severe with damaging wind. Large hail and tornadoes are expected. The high should be in the lower 60s, but the temperature will fall into the 40s by this afternoon. For this evening, windy, colder, and cloudy. Chance for sprinkles till morning. And chance for flurries late this evening or overnight with a low in the lower 30s. Moving on to Wednesday, blustery, much colder, partly sunny with a high around 40, and Thursday, mostly sunny with a high in the mid-40s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 44 degrees under cloudy skies with drizzle. Lambert Field is reporting rain and 45. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Human revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, tell me, sister. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, tell me, sister. It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you. The people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you take a measure my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's a below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, tell me, sister.
Truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal dignity.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. And if you want to get to me, you can do that at 1-877-920-WGNU. Don't forget that we broadcast live on the World Wide Web at www.wgnu.net. And if you've missed an hour of the Wake Up Call, first of all, shame on you. Second of all, you can go get it at whiterosesociety.org. We have White Rose Society Daily Archives, the Wake Up Call. So if you missed an hour, go get an hour. You can also iPod the Wake Up Call at whiterosesociety.org as well. Email me at revolution@lizbrown.com. There we go. Those are my digits. Handle your business. We're going to do something a little different this morning. I have some friends of mine that are going through that point in their life with their little ones, 3 years old, trying to
do the thing. That's a challenge to parents. Do that potty training thing. And sometimes it can be very, very, very stressful and very, very challenging, and it's a must-do. I mean, it's unavoidable. You've got to do it. And so I have joining me this morning the author of a book that, according to pediatric doctors, this book makes toilet training fun. Joining me from New York, Bruce Lansky, author of Tinkle, Tinkle, Little Tot, Songs and Rhymes for Toilet Training. Bruce, good morning.
Liz, nice meeting you. Nice talking to you. I really was stirred by your introductory song.
Oh, you like that, huh?
Tell me what that was. It was fabulous.
It's something that we put together for the show. It's a combination, a compilation of a whole lot of different people, and we put that together specifically for the show.
It's fabulous.
Thank you.
Now, imagine listening to that and then trying to figure out how potty training fits into the context of all those historical events. And I lived through those events, and they were challenging and stirring events.
Yes, they were.
Toilet training is not quite as serious an issue as some of the events that you covered.
Right.
But it is something that can drive parents nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Because and I can attest to this, I'm a grandparent now. I'm not a parent anymore. Well, I'm a parent too, but I'm a grandparent as a result of it. And I had a 3-year-old granddaughter who was sleeping over at my house because my son and his wife wanted to get good night's sleep. Oh, they had a 1-year-old to contend with, so we were just sort of helping them out. And my son Douglas said, the one thing you've got to do is you just, before you put her to sleep, her name is Sienna, before you put Sienna to sleep, make sure that she goes to the potty and empty out her bladder. So I thought with only one thing to concentrate on, I could handle that. But I didn't count on this word that she might use. N-O.
Yeah.
Kids at the age of 2 and 3, you've heard about the terrible twos.
They love that
word. 3 can even be worse because the one thing that they gain is that they've gained is a sort of independence by learning how to speak. This word no gives them so much power.
Yes, it does.
And they love flaunting it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and it's out of their mouth before they even it's not, they're not even clear that no is what they want.
Exactly.
That they just wanted, they want to use that word no.
So I wanted her to go to the bathroom, which meant that she got to say no and stand firm on that.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody who is a parent right now knows that this is a really difficult phase, and how you steer your child past the no's is a very difficult thing, because as soon as you raise your voice, as soon as you begin to bribe them, as soon as you begin to threaten them, or worse, spank them, you've basically, the day is off to a terrible start.
Mm-hmm.
And you've sort of lost the battle. You're no longer a parent in control. You're now like a school bully. You've now fallen back on sheer power.
Mm-hmm. And force.
And force to intimidate and browbeat, and then you've got an unhappy child on your hands.
And you're a grown all the way up person intimidating a 3-year-old. Good for you, right?
So this is why it begins to be a very, very difficult. This is why it is difficult, because really good parents know, conscientious parents know that they don't want to fall into that black hole of terrible, awful, terrible, very bad days that are likely to follow.
And then because it involves going to the bathroom, it's all during the day.
Yeah. So, yeah, exactly, especially in the morning.
Yes.
So in this little story, the one thing that I had going for me, and you may or may not know this, is that I am a poet, and I write children's poetry, and they call me the King of Giggle Poetry. In fact, I got that name, I get that title when I was down in Miami and speaking to a group of Haitian kids who were the best audience I've ever had, and they welcomed me to the school with a banner. These are just recent immigrants from Haitians, and they're from Haiti, and they're wonderful. They welcomed me with this banner, "Welcome Bruce Lansky, the King of Giggle Poetry." And it was a freebie. I mean, I sort of go to schools that I sometimes just get kidnapped. Teachers stalk me. I know this sounds crazy. And these teachers had sort of stalked me into a couple of bookstore visits that I made. And they said, "You've got to come to our school. Our kids will love you." So I did. And in any case, so the one thing I had going for me is I was kind of creative on this, in the use of language, and I started singing a song that I was making up at the moment, and the tune I used was, well, here it is. The tune was, and I'll sing this. Now, I don't have the world's best voice, but don't worry. You don't need the world's best voice to make toilet training fun. So it's the tune of Vera Jacka, and here's what came out of my mouth. It's your bedtime. It's your bedtime. Time to pee. Time to pee. Peeing in the potty. Peeing in the potty helps you stay dry all night. And Sienna stopped her nose, and she listened. And then when I sang it again, she did the repeat line. So I said, it's your bedtime. And she said, it's my bedtime. Time to pee. So all of a sudden she was captivated. And
engaged.
Lo and behold, yeah, and engaged. Mm-hmm. There was a smile on her face. And she forgot the no business. And we started walking towards the bathroom. Because all of a sudden she had a story. And the story was about how at her bedtime she had to go to the potty. And so she was now acting out her story. So she was,
and it felt like
she was in the story.
And it felt like, okay, you know what? This is my choice. I'm getting to do this.
Exactly right. Mm-hmm. She chose to go along with a really cool idea.
Mm-hmm.
So I sang a story, as it were. I put her in the story, interactively, because she sang the song with me. And then she was in her story, and she was doing it. And that little piece of magic convinced me that the next book I was going to write was not going to be another book of funny poetry for kids 6 to 12 that would make them laugh and get them interested in reading, which is what I do. But it was going to be a book for harried moms and dads who want to avoid big struggles, big power. If they're power struggles is what they are. And at this age, they happen like 10, 20, 30 times a day.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have a whole collection of songs that can help introduce the potty training idea to kids, that can teach body awareness, and I'm going to sing one of those songs to you if you promise to get up and dance.
I can't do that. I'm tethered to the mic.
Oh, nuts. Well, you know, a lot of times people doing radio shows, they get up, you know, they sort of have like a window, picture window,
uh-huh.
Kind of like in the Today Show set,
uh-huh.
And they have their fans watching out the window.
Uh-huh.
And they just sort of do the dance, and the fans go wild.
Yeah, see, we're on the 13th floor.
Ah, what? Whatever. So I'm going to sing this song. This is a song that I wrote with a friend of mine. Now, my best friend, and I'm staying at her place in New York, teaches choreography and dance at New York University's Tisch School of the Arts. And so when I told her that we needed to do a little dance, and I sort of told her the kind of movements that kids, I mean, these are the movements that kids make when they all of a sudden have to go potty, but they don't know. So they start itching around, and they start wiggling and wriggling and jumping and hopping and bopping. But they don't really get it yet. It hasn't dawned on them that when they do these movements, that what that means is they have to go to the bathroom really badly, and they better start moving towards the john. So this is one of my favorite things in the book, and it's to the tune of Hokey Pokey. And if you have anybody who's listening at home, if you're child is with you, just get up. You get up and start dancing, and they will join you. Because as soon as they see what you're doing, they're going to want to do this. And if you're not with your child, just kind of listen to it and realize that how much fun we are making the whole toilet training process.
And
you ready?
If I could just say, too, in the book, Tinkle Tinkle Little Tot, this is called the pee-pee dance.
The pee-pee.
And you have the directions for the movements, and you have all of the words, and you also say what tune we sing this to.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Right. And the reason I do that is because a lot of people could read this, just read the words to their kids.
Mm-hmm.
But it's about twice as much fun as if you sing it, and it's three times as much fun if you actually get up and do this little dance. I have done this little dance at schools all across the country. I was in a school in New Jersey just recently, and it was a Catholic school, and they put me in with three-year-olds, and they had like a three-year-old preschool here, and they were all dancing. Here's the most charming part of this story. As soon as we finished doing, I finished teaching them the dance, half the kids raised their hands and said, I got to go to the potty.
There you go.
And
there you go.
What it proves is I had taught them a little bit of body awareness, and they were aware of the fact that when they were moving around like this, that it must mean something. And what it means is they've got to go to the bathroom and they have to do it now.
There you go.
So this is a really cool way to teach body awareness. Here we go.
All right.
And I'm going to sing it really slowly so you can follow the movements. You cross your right foot left. You cross your left foot right. You squeeze your knees together and you hold them really tight. You tiptoe to the potty so you will not wet your pants. You're doing the pee-pee dance. You make a little jump. You make a little hop. You squeeze your knees together, and you know you shouldn't stop. Keep hopping to the potty, because you cannot take a chance. You're doing the pee-pee dance. Now, when at the point that you're singing, you're doing the pee-pee dance, you have your hands on your hips, and you sort of swing like a hula hoop move, side to side. Let me tell you, when you do this thing with your kids, they will go nuts. They will think it's the coolest thing. Of course, 2 and 3-year-olds don't have a good sense of right and left, so that's the one thing you have to demonstrate to them. But I think you can already see how much fun it can be to include your child. Toilet training doesn't have to be something that you say, okay, here's what you have to do, and follow my instructions right this minute. It's not like being in the Army. It's like gaining the active,
and 3-year-olds,
willing, you know, joining in this cooperation from your kid.
And 3-year-olds would never be drafted.
No, they wouldn't be drafted.
Because
they wouldn't serve.
They would not serve.
They would not be conscientious objectors.
They would have to be, because they sure couldn't follow orders.
No.
They couldn't follow orders.
Now, you don't know this about me, Liz, but I am, in my real life, in addition to being a poet and author, I'm also a publisher. And my company, Meadowbrook Press, specializes in books for parents. And we have two books, one of the on this topic. One of them is called Getting Your Child from No to Yes. And it's the whole process. It helps parents learn how to gain their child's active cooperation instead of browbeating, intimidating, shouting, screaming, ordering, you know, all the things that parents do out of sheer frustration. Parents know they shouldn't do that, but after a while, you get really frustrated, and you sort of fall back on these things. And these may be techniques that your parents used to get your cooperation.
Right.
And ultimately, it's unwilling cooperation. And, you know, the reason we have a democratic society is so that people can make choices for themselves, and they can sort of do the things they want. Well, your child wants to make choices, but your child isn't ready to can't figure the whole map out of the whole day. And how they can get through, you know, to daycare or to shopping with you, wherever they want to go, without also getting dressed, without also going to the potty, without also eating breakfast. They can't figure out the whole process. And you as the parent see the whole day in front of you, and you know you've got to get the kids to do step one before they can go to school or whatever it is that you're trying to get them to do. And so parents need some skills to get them through this process and get their child to go along with them. And they're in that book. We have another book we published called Toilet Training Without Tears and Tantrums. And basically it's the same kind of book, except it's focused on toilet training. So what I tried to do, being the publisher at this company, is take the lessons, you know, that I had learned from these two books and actually sort of incorporate them very, very subtly in music and dance and song and in words, so that a parent can do the right stuff just without even trying, by just sort of reading some of these poems or actually songs to their kids.
Well, one of the ones that I think I really like is the one Wipe with Paper, simply because it is incorporating all of the things that are involved in going to the bathroom. I love the idea of teaching children to wash your hands, and you wash your hands with soap, and then you dry your hands, and then you wipe with paper, and you flush it down. All of the things that you need to know and make part of it.
Yeah, I mean, some of these songs are motivational, and some of them are instructional. Mm-hmm. Here is this very instructional song. It's to the tune of Frère Jacques, and everybody knows this.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you don't need the world's best voice to do this. You just need your mommy, daddy, your regular voice, the voice God gave you, and your child will love what you're doing. Here you go. Wipe with paper, flush it down, wash with soap and water. Wash with soap and water. Dry your hands. Dry your hands. This little simple song teaches the child every step of the way of wiping up and washing up after.
And teaches them to remember.
Going potty. And it's easy to remember, and by putting all the actions that you take. I mean, think about it. We always say, okay, wash up now. And we don't actually go through all the steps. And one of the things that all the potty books say is that, number like toilet training without tears and tantrums, what it says is, first of all, when you give a child something to do, make sure they know all the things involved.
There you go.
So you have to break it down into little two-year-old steps that they can follow. And then you need to make sure that they remember the instructions. Great way to get them to, after you've broken the instructions down, great way to get them to remember them is to literally sing them and repeat them. And notice that each little instruction is repeated twice. Wipe with paper, wipe with paper. So the net effect is, this is a way to break the whole learning process down into simple terms, so simple that even a two-year-old can follow it. And guess what? A lot of times your kid would love to follow your lead.
If they could remember.
If they could remember and understand what they're supposed to do. We forget that they may not know what the interim steps are to get from A, I just went to the toilet, and B, okay, now I'm ready to eat my breakfast.
There you go.
They don't know those little steps. There's one other one that I definitely want to cover.
Well, wait a minute. Well, let me get to a caller here. Juanita, you have a question.
Yes, hi.
Hi.
I'm so glad you're having this program. So happened my granddaughter was over yesterday. And this was around 4 o'clock in the evening. And she told me not to give him any water because, you know, he does wet the bed. He's 3 years old.
Right.
And I said, that was kind of early not to give him any water, you know.
Right.
But she says that, I said, well, he loves orange juice.
Yeah.
And I said, well, you know, I tell him, give you a little orange juice, not that much, and then I'll give you some water, you know.
Yeah.
But anyway, I think they say don't give them any water maybe an hour before they go to bed, maybe.
Yes, usually. They usually do that. And, of course, a lot of parents are concerned about doing the wash every night. It's a tiring, tedious thing to do. And so parents are sort of hoping and praying that magic will strike and that the child won't wet the bed that night. And I understand that, but it can be, I don't want to say cruel, but it's not, kids need water.
Yeah, they do. Yeah,
and so you don't want to be denying a child water. And that's why the idea of going to the bathroom before going to bed is a better way to cope with exactly that same problem. Because if a child has emptied its bladder, it doesn't really matter how much water they've had.
Does that answer your question, Juanita?
No. I did put him, he spent the night at my house, okay?
Yeah.
I did put him on the pot.
Yeah.
Before he went to bed, but he's still with the bed, so I don't know what's going
on. Well,
here's
the point. You can't toilet train a child in one night. They're going to wet the bed until they develop the physical control not to do that. And some of that is physical control. They have to just be ready. And that's what, there's a book. This is the really weirdest thing. There's a book called Toilet Training.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, he is trained. No, it's just he wets the bed when he's asleep. No, he's trained.
Well, I just meant at nighttime.
Okay, and we're gonna have to let you go, Juanita, because we have to take a break. So,
okay.
Bruce, hold that thought.
Sorry about that.
And we will get to a couple more callers, and we will be back with the author of Tinkle Tinkle Little Tot, Songs and Rhymes for Toilet Training, with author Bruce Lansky, who has been crowned the king of giggle poetry. I'm Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. Stay with me.
Like a light bulb in a dark room. I'm just sitting here waiting for you to come on home and tell me.
Good morning, St. Louis. 34 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at the Sours Traffic and Weather. Sours Traffic is sponsored by McDonald's Restaurants. Eastbound 70 at Cape Springs, all roadways are reopened after an earlier accident with debris. Traffic is jammed most of the way out of O'Fallon. Eastbound 44 at Hampton, there's a disabled vehicle reported in the exit lane. Northbound 55 between Bayless and Potomac, everything's on the move. Eastbound 44 from Bowles to Merrimack River Bridge, look for heavy volume there. Eastbound 40 from Timberlake to Mason is slow traffic. Eastbound 40 from Ballast to Hanley, look for stop-and-go traffic. Eastbound 70 from Salisbury all the way to Cass, that traffic is easing after an earlier accident. Westbound 270 from 367 to West Florissant, look for slow traffic there. Northbound 270 from 55 to 44, stop-and-go due to an earlier accident. Westbound 270 from 203 to the Canal Bridge, look for slow traffic as well. Westbound 5570 split from Illinois 203 to the PSB is stop-and-go. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the 5570 split to Laclede Landing, look for bumper-to-bumper traffic. Northbound Route 3 from 8th Street onto the approaches of the Poplar Street Bridge, everything is slow this hour. Westbound 64 from 25th to the 5570 split, look for slow traffic as well. Riverview between Chambers and Hall, there's flooding going on there, as well as there's a report of at Hall and Gimlin flooding there as well. Bell Fountain and Dunn, look for an injury accident. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by McDonald's Restaurants. Start your day with a warm McGriddle sandwich and a great cup of coffee. McDonald's, I'm loving it. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Thursday. Windy, not as cool today. Fog in the morning. Occasional showers and thunderstorms throughout the morning and the afternoon, with a chance for showers late in the afternoon. Storms may be severe in the afternoon with damaging winds, large hail, and possible tornadoes. High should be in the lower 60s. However, it will be falling into the 40s by the afternoon. For this evening, windy, colder, and cloudy. Chance of sprinkles until morning. Even a chance of flurries after late this evening or overnight, with a low in the lower 30s. Moving on to Wednesday, blustery, mostly cloud, much colder and partly sunny with a high around 40. And then Thursday, mostly sunny with a high in the mid-40s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU with sprinkles and some rain, we have 45 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting light rain and 45 as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Aw, are you thirsty?
If you're a cat owner, you should know subtle behavioral changes can sometimes be early signs of illness.
Wow, you really need a brushing.
Increased thirst, decreased grooming, and many other changes can be harder to detect in cats, and cat owners may not notice a change until the disease is advanced.
You don't seem yourself lately.
That's why every cat should receive a wellness exam twice a year. Wellness exams can help your veterinarian detect, treat, or ideally prevent health problems before they become serious.
I think it's time you had a checkup.
Call your veterinarian and schedule your cat's wellness exam today. Or visit avma.org for more information. A message from the American Veterinary Medical Association and your local veterinarians.
Guy Gulman keeps you company after dark. Online at WGNU.net.
It's getting closer and closer. The second annual WGNU Wake Up Call Blanket Drive will be held on Friday, November 18th. Again this year, we're partnering with our friends at Carver House to provide the gift of warmth for those less fortunate. Liz Brown will be broadcasting live from Carver House, 3035 Bell Avenue, that morning from 7 to 10. And on Blanket Drive Day, your donations will be accepted at both the Congress and Senate building at 265 Union, the home of WGNU, and at Carver House, 3035 Bell. This is your chance to make a difference and change your little corner of the world. Be a part of the second annual WGNU Wake Up Call Blanket Drive on Friday, November 18th. By the way, we're now accepting your blanket donations here at the studios of WGNU Radio on Union.
Struggle for fairness on the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Your hands in the air with your feet on the gas, about to wreck your
Brown, baby. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. 1-877-920-WGNU. Please don't forget our blanket drive is this Friday. It's finally here, the second annual Wake Up Call blanket drive. Our goal is 5,000 blankets. You can get them. We're giving people new blankets. If blankets cost $5 as they do at Kmart, at the dollar store, we can give people, homeless people, new blankets. We did 2,500 blankets last year. Let's double that. Let us double that. I know we can do it. We will be doing curbside pickup, two locations. WGNU Radio at 265 North Union, 13th floor. We will have people in the green, warming hearts all over. Second annual Wake Up Call t-shirts out there to take your blankets from you. You can just drop them and keep driving. Also, we will be broadcasting live from our good friends at Carver House, 3035 Bell. We'll have curbside pickup. We'll have donuts. We'll have hot chocolate. That we'll be doing that from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. We will be having curbside pickup here at the station from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. There's no excuse. Get your blankets in. That's this Friday, the second annual Wake Up Call blanket drive for the homeless, and I expect to see you there. Our guest this morning is author of Tinkle Tinkle Little Tot, Songs and Rhymes for Toilet Training, Bruce Lansky. Bruce, welcome back.
Thanks. And, you know, I want to just talk about your last caller really briefly.
Mm-hmm.
He had a really interesting point. There are two phases to toilet training. One is sort of during the day, and the other is at night. And I think she was trying to say that her child is toilet trained, her grandchild is toilet trained during the day, but at night it's a different matter. And interestingly, think about this. This is for adults, too. We often feel like we have to go to the bathroom at night, and we wake up, and we have some, you know, we realize that there's some sensations in our body saying maybe we have to go to the bathroom. And then we think about whether to wake up and go to the toilet or not. So think about all those steps that are involved that the child has to learn. If a child really has to go to the bathroom, they would have to wake up and they would have to realize, oh, I've got to go to the bathroom, and so I'll go to the toilet now instead of staying here and then maybe wetting the bed.
And this
is a lot of thinking that they have to do.
And also, most of the child's life heretofore had been not going to the bathroom.
Exactly.
So it's not an adult who's 30 years old where most of life has been spent going to the bathroom. So this is a new thing to begin with.
So this is another thing. And just really quickly, there is the cutest little, the book sort of ends with this little poem, which I wrote, which I sort of later retrofitted to a spiritual that's really, you know, wonderful. You know that great spiritual, all night, all day,
mm-hmm.
angels watch? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Starlight, star bright, first star that I see tonight. I'm going to try with all my might to keep my drammies dry all night. So it's sort of a neat little,
mm-hmm.
you know, sometimes what I did was I actually sang the song in my head first before writing them. In this case, I had written this little nursery rhyme. It's in a book called Mary Had a Little Jam. And I just thought that tune, which I remember from my youth, was so wonderful. But it's about the whole problem of thinking about. They have to think about.
Mm-hmm.
And it has to be top of mind. So when they are barely awake at night, they say, oh, yeah, I think I might have to go potty.
There you go. Let me get to another caller here.
Yeah, sure.
BJ, you have a question for Bruce Lansky.
Yeah, how you doing? I don't know if it's so much of a question than a comment.
Yes.
I had a child at 41,
ooh.
And I had a very difficult time potty training her.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to put something out there for people to think about.
Yep.
You know, I did all the things you shouldn't do, threatening and all that good stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know, later on in life, what I found out? That she had a very rare disease.
Ooh.
Called nephrogenic diabetes insipidus. Because I'm non-medical, I call it water diabetes.
Yeah.
She was born without the gene that helps the body absorb water.
Wow.
So no matter whether she wanted to go to the bathroom at night, she couldn't. And it's so rare that most people don't know about it.
This is precisely the reason.
Thank you, BJ.
Thank
you. BJ, what a great comment. This is precisely the reason that screaming at your child, threatening your child, whipping, you know, spanking your child, these things are not always under their control.
Mm-hmm.
They're physical control. They may hear you, they may understand what you're saying, and their bodies may still not allow them to follow these your instructions.
And I just want to talk to folks about the book. It's a cute little book, Tinkle, Tinkle, Little Tot. And there's just one, and there are great illustrations in it, but there's just one thing that I would like for you to do next time, would you, Bruce?
Yeah.
I love the illustrations, but I didn't see any adults of color in the book.
Yeah, we have kids of color.
Kids of color, but no adults of color. No adults of color.
And you know what? Yeah, there's lots of, I would say, a large percentage, like a third of the kids are kids of color. But you're right. That's a great point. And, you know, it's interesting. I'm not only the author of this book, but I'm the publisher. So I can fix that.
Very good.
And, you know, that we are going to be going back to school, back to print on this.
Very good.
And I can absolutely do that. And I do appreciate your input, because we can do that.
Very good. And what's the last song you want to leave us with?
This is the most fun song, and it's a celebratory song. And this, you don't have to get up and dance, even, but you can sing along. And all you have to do is shout hooray, because this is a happy song. This is the celebration after successfully using the potty. And I probably, thinking about it, I probably ought to do a celebration song if you get through the whole night without wetting your bed. So
yeah.
I could come up with, that's another thing I could do. Here's how this goes. If you pee-peed in the potty, shout hooray. I don't hear you.
I was supposed to be doing this.
Yeah,
hooray.
You're a kid and
okay. Hooray.
If you pee-peed in the potty, shout hooray.
Hooray.
If you pee-peed in the potty, shout hooray.
Hooray.
If you gave it your best shot and your pee is in the pot, if you pee-peed in the potty, shout hooray.
Hooray.
All right, this is going to get one more notch. Cool. Here we go. If you poo-pooed in the potty, shout hooray.
Hooray.
If you poo-pooed in the potty, shout hooray.
Hooray.
If you pushed a poo-poo out, then you really ought to shout. If you poo-pooed in the potty, shout hooray.
Hooray.
Now, you know, okay, so we're talking pee-pee and poo-poo.
Yes,
here.
We are.
But you know what? This is where kids live. They understand this language.
And anything involving the butt is always just
they
high hilarity for
funny.
Them. High hilarity.
They think it's so funny, and they laugh. And as you can see, if you have a little celebration routine every time you accomplish it, this is the reward that they get. They get to sort of sing and dance with you, and they know that you love them, and they know that you're proud of them, and they feel proud of themselves. And what a great way to move, think about this, what a great way to make sure that you have a great day with your child. They've done something, they did something, you notice them doing something right, and you pat them on the back, sing the song with them, give them big smiles, give them a big hug, and you're ready to meet the next challenge of the day, like getting them to eat.
There you go.
Or getting them to get ready to go in the car with you.
Or put their shoes on.
Yeah, put their shoes on, exactly.
I want to thank you so much, Bruce Lansky. And this is Tinkle, Tinkle, Little Tot, Songs and Rhymes for Toilet Training.
And the book is in most bookstores. I know it's in Barnes & Noble. And if anybody wants to, can't find it in their bookstore, you can call them up and ask them to order it. But if you can't, they can go to www.meadowbrookpress.com, and that's the publishing website, and they can look for Tinkle Tinkle. They can also look for that toilet training book I talked about, or getting your child from no to yes, or they can call 800-338-2232, extension, I guess it's 106. Ask for customer service, and they can find somebody to help them.
Very good, Bruce Lansky, Tinkle, Tinkle, Little Tot, Songs and Rhymes for Toilet Training. Thank you so much.
Liz, you are great, and I loved your other intro song. It was fantastic.
Thank you so much.
You have great stuff on that.
Thank you very much.
I wish I lived in St. Louis instead of in
you can listen to us
in Minneapolis, because I would be one of your listeners.
Well, you
sure.
can listen to us on the World Wide Web.
Okay.
At www.wgnu.net.
www.wgnu.net.
wgnu.net. 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. Thank you so much, Bruce.
Thank you very much.
Take
Bye-bye.
Care of yourself. Listen, folks, we're going to take a break. My name is Liz Brown. This is The Wake Up Call. You need to get to me. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Come away with me, and I will write you a song. Come away with me on a bus. Come away where they can't send us with their lies. day.
This is your wake-up call global news update. Dateline Jerusalem. An Israeli newspaper is reporting that government officials in Jerusalem may have had advance warning about last week's attacks on hotels in Jordan that killed 57 people. A report in Haaretz indicates that Jordanian security forces managed to quietly evacuate several Israeli citizens from those hotels shortly before the explosions took place. They were escorted back to Israel by security personnel. There are no reports of any Israeli tourists being injured in the bombings. A former Israeli counterterrorism official also told the Los Angeles Times that his sources indicated to him that Israel knew the bombings were going to happen. But there's no word yet why that information was not shared with the Jordanians. However, three high-ranking Palestinian intelligence officials who were staying at the Hyatt Hotel were killed in the blast. There is much belief throughout Jordan that Israel may be behind the bombings because Jordan is now in the process of completing a joint security agreement with Egypt, Saudi Arabia, and the Palestinian National Authority. This is your wake-up call global news update.
Akbar Electric, commercial, industrial, residential, 3737 North Kings Highway, 382-2568. 382-2568. Any and all electrical installation and rehab, basic service installation, light fixtures, dusk to dawn lighting, motion sensors, no job is too big, no job is too small. 35 years of experience. Akbar Electric. Give them a call. 382-2568.
The 21st Annual Scouting for Food Drive has begun. The bags have been distributed in the greater St. Louis area, and it's your job to fill them up with non-perishable food items for pickup on Saturday, November 19th between 10 a.m. and noon. In the aftermath of the recent hurricanes, the working poor are struggling now more than ever before. Please help the Boy Scouts to supply the area's food pantries in the Scouting for Food Drive. News to you from WGNU.
Right now, the sun is shining, but people are crying. This is Aaron Neville speaking for the American Red Cross. When a hurricane like Katrina passes, it leaves behind massive devastation. Just because the weather map shows the storm is over, doesn't mean it's over. People have lost their homes, lost their families. People were glued to their TVs. Where will it hit? Where will it hit? It's still hitting. For some people, Hurricane Katrina could last for the rest of their lives. This is a country that comes together in times of need. Do whatever you can. Please help these people put their lives back together. Call 1-800-HELP now or go to redcross.org and click Donate Now. If it takes a while, keep trying. Please help the devastated victims of Hurricane Katrina and thousands of other disasters each year. Go to redcross.org or call 1-800-HELP now. Right now, the sun is shining, but the work has just begun. Brought to you by the American Red Cross, the Ad Council, and this station.
Starting your day with information you can't get anywhere else. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the wake-up call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Any kind of, every kind of, all kinds of ways you need to get up, you need to get to me. We have much, 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 much to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. Here's something to cause a little tinkle. Drones to fly over our cities. Drones to fly over our city. Honeywell is developing a micro-flying spy drone that would be used for civilian law enforcement. The device, a hovering robot
carrying video cameras and other sensors is being created and tested at Honeywell's Albuquerque, New Mexico plant. The battery-powered craft can stay in the air for 50 to 60 minutes at a time and moves up to about 55 kilometers an hour. It has flown more than 200 successful flights. And how does this make you feel, y'all? Including flying in a representative urban environment. If there is an emergency, you could provide eyes on whatever the emergency is for police or homeland security. Okay, first of all, you can only stay up for 50 or 60 minutes. What, are they going to stumble upon an emergency? Huh? This ain't for helping. We've got helicopters for that. We have cars for that. In the meantime, the U.S. Army has prepared a promotional video showing the craft zooming over war zone streets. The vehicle, nicknamed Dragon Eye, will be used for reconnaissance, security, target acquisition operations in rolling, complex, and urban terrain. It will be equipped with a global positioning satellite. What's that? What do they call that? A GPS? The same thing that's on your vehicle? Troops in Iraq could get the craft in a year or two. The spy drone would be deployed for domestic use shortly thereafter. Again, we go back to the issue of privacy, y'all. We go back to the issue of privacy. Privacy is not about you committing a crime and not wanting anybody to know about it. That's not what privacy is. There is no right of privacy when you commit a crime. Privacy is about the freedom of doing what you want to do, how you want to do it, with the knowledge and the security that you don't have to tell anybody what you're doing, let alone that your government can spy on you. That's what they're setting you up for. That's what they are setting all of us up for. They're easing folks into the feeling of, you know what, there's two things going on. There's two things going on. On the one hand, they're trying to scare you into complicity. They are trying to scare you. The terrorists are everywhere. Terrorists are walking the streets of the United States. Actually, they're walking the halls of the White House. But they're walking the streets of the United States. So we need to be in red alert all of the time. So they're scaring you on the one hand, and then they are easing you into it in the other hand, with the other hand. And there are so many of you that say with pride, as if you've thought it through, as if it makes sense, as if it's a defensible position. I ain't doing anything wrong. What difference does it make? This has nothing to do with you trying to do anything wrong. You have a right to privacy, that you can go to the grocery store at 1 o'clock in the morning and tell nobody, instead of having somebody spying on you, the government feeling that it can spy on you. What the government is trying to do is to get you to sacrifice your constitutional rights on the altar of law and order. Don't let them do this. This is outrageous. Mandatory flu shots. V-chips in human beings and dogs. Satellite drones. They're all herding the sheeples into a pen. You know, it's unacceptable. We had a crazy older woman, Jennifer, Florida, and she said out her mouth, I know because I heard her, about these traffic lights or these cameras at traffic at stoplights that can give you a ticket and because they say that they saw your car speed. She said, well, when we balance it out, since the city makes so much money at it, privacy issues are not a concern. It's an issue of money versus privacy, and money wins out. She said it out her mouth. You're fired. I'm Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. I'll be back in the next hour to take your calls, comments, and questions. Stay with me.
Pull it out 6 inches. There's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound. That's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis. 920 on your AM dial.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Louise Schiavone. Air Force One taxied into Osaka's airport as President Bush began his Asian trip with a first stop in Japan. Free trade and the threat of bird flu are key talking points in the coming week. But ABC's Ann Compton tells us that for the Japanese, the love story of Emperor Akihito's only daughter, Sayako, is the big news.
The biggest headline here is the princess bride who gave up royalty to wed a commoner. Japan is considering changing the law which bans daughters from the royal line of succession, in part because no male heirs have been born in 40 years.
ABC's Ann Compton. For 40 million Americans, the Medicare prescription drug program has arrived with sign-up starting today. But as ABC's Dan Harris reports, the government is having a rough time handling all the questions.
The government has set up a website and a hotline, but some callers are referred to nonprofits, such as the Medicare Rights Center in New York, where they say they're so overloaded they can't help everyone.
ABC's Dan Harris. Benefits begin in January. In the Middle East, with the help of Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, Israel and the Palestinians have a deal on Gaza border crossings. ABC's Katya Adler reports.
A deal has been reached. The Palestinians are very pleased indeed because they have control over the Rafah crossing, the crossing between Gaza and Egypt.
Palestinians will be allowed to move between the West Bank and Gaza traveling through Israel. The FBI says it has in custody Northern Virginia's infamous cell phone bandit, the suspect Candace Martinez, accused of robbing four banks, all the while chatting on her cell phone.
That God bless the broken road.
Country group Rascal Flatts up for a third shot at Vocal Group of the Year at the Country Music Awards, tonight taking place in New York City for the first time. Their much-loved ballad, God Bless the Broken Road, is vying for Single of the Year. This is ABC News.
Check out Goodyear's revolutionary Assurance and Forterra tires featuring Triple Tread technology. Plus, enter the Goodyear Triple Tread sweepstakes for your chance to win either a Sea-Doo GTI watercraft, Ski-Doo MXZ snowmobile, or a Bombardier ATV Outlander 400HO. For complete details and a retailer near you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
No purchase necessary to enter or win. Void where prohibited by law. Ends December 23, 2005. Open to legal U.S. residents 21 years of age or older. For official rules, range, form, and complete details, see participating Goodyear retailers. Odds depend on number of entries received. Total value of prize is $48,745.
A dog's gotta do what a dog's gotta do. Hey, I should know. I'm a dog. Woof. And what I gotta do is chase squirrels. Especially the one digging holes in my yard. Someday soon I'll get free and chase that lawn wrecker right out of town!
You don't think your dog will run away? Your dog might think differently. One in three pets will get lost. Without ID, 90% won't return home. That's why vets recommend the Home Again microchip, a safe, permanent ID that can bring your pet home. Talk to your vet about Home Again and visit homeagainpets.com.
All those yellow school buses making their way around neighborhoods look bright and cheerful, but they're often a prime location for bullying behavior that many schools are working hard to combat. ABC's Pam Coulter reports.
Even before the school bell rings, the day's off to a bad start for kids who are the victim of school bus bullies.
Boys, sit down!
Diantha Lay is principal of Sligo Creek Elementary in Silver Spring, Maryland.
They get off the bus, they're angry because of things that took place prior to ever even coming to school.
9-year-old Hope has seen plenty of bad behavior on buses.
Sometimes kids are mean to other kids.
Diantha Lay and many of the adults at her school have ridden buses in an effort to curb bullying. Experts say video cameras don't work. One way to increase supervision at no cost is to offer high school students community service credit to serve as bus monitors. Pam Coulter, ABC News.
California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger is in China talking about energy. He says they both face the challenge of providing clean energy. I'm Louise Schiavone, ABC News.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU news update for the 8 o'clock hour. In the news this Tuesday, police have released two teenage suspects in the beating of a North County girl. The victim was reported missing from her Spanish Lake neighborhood Friday night and was found badly beaten in a backyard on Saturday. Because the suspects are juveniles and have not yet been referred to St. Louis County Family Court for charges, both boys have been released. The victim remains hospitalized in stable condition. Researchers working for Pfizer in St. Louis are excited that they will soon be able to work together under one roof. A groundbreaking yesterday marked the start of work on the new nearly $200 million Pfizer research building in Chesterfield. St. Louis site director Dan Getman explains why it is important for scientists to be able to collaborate in one building.
In the drug discovery and development process, which is really dependent on innovation, where the innovation tends to occur is at the interfaces between disciplines. So when you get a chemist and a biologist talking about things, they tend to view things a little bit differently because of their backgrounds. And somewhere in the midst, they generate new ideas and make connections that by themselves they otherwise wouldn't make.
The new facility is nearly 330,000 square feet and will allow approximately 250 employees who are currently spread around the St. Louis region to relocate to the new building in late 2008. The new facility will bring the total number of Pfizer employees located at the Chesterfield site to just over 1,000. When Time magazine hits the stands about a month from now, the person of the year for 2005 on the cover may not be a man or a woman or even a group of people. A panel discussion held Monday in New York by the magazine floated a list of unofficial nominees that might be considered, and among the choices was Mother Nature. The criteria for the yearly choice calls for it to reflect a person or persons who most affected the news and our lives. But just once before, in 1988, Time chose a non-human for the annual honor when it selected the endangered Earth for the cover. Mother Nature could encompass everything from the Asian tsunami to the record hurricane season and the particularly deadly Katrina to the earthquake in Pakistan. Panel member Brian Williams of NBC News said Monday the collection of national calamities laid bare so many cracks and fissures in our systems affecting everything from politics to leadership to race. Others mentioned by the panel as possible candidates were Iraq al-Qaeda leader Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, Microsoft's Bill Gates, Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling, and the group of all-American first responders to emergencies. The magazine's choice will be revealed in the issue that appears December 19th. Finally this hour, the professional wrestling world is mourning the death of a popular wrestler. World Wrestling Entertainment's Eddie Guerrero was found dead Sunday in his hotel room in Minneapolis. In a written statement, WWE officials say no further details are known at this time. Guerrero was a fan favorite on WWE's Friday Night SmackDown program. He held several championships with WWE during his career and became the first Mexican-American to become WWE champion last year. The 38-year-old Guerrero leaves a wife and three daughters. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by Toyota Certified Used Vehicles. Check out great financing rates available now on a great selection of Toyota Certified Used Vehicles. See your local Toyota dealer or go to toyota.com/certified. That's your look at local news for the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 8 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by the Country Music Awards on KMOV Channel 4. Westbound 5570 between 111 and 203. Look for an accident reported. Traffic was backed up from 111 to Poplar Street Bridge. Northbound 270 between Gravois and 44, all roadways are reopened after an earlier stall has been cleared, but traffic is still backed up at 55. Northbound 270 between Manchester and Clayton, look for an accident reported in the center lane. Northbound 55 between River de Pere and Lafayette, no problems there. Eastbound 44 between Chrysler and Merrimack River Bridge, expect heavy volume there. Eastbound 40 between 141 and Mason, look for slow traffic. Eastbound 40 between Ballast and Hanley, you've got stop-and-go traffic as well. Eastbound 70 from K to Mid-Rivers, it is slow. westbound 270 from Old Halls Ferry all the way into West Florissant. Expect slow traffic this hour. Westbound 270 from Illinois 111 to Canal Bridge. Look for bumper-to-bumper traffic. Westbound 40 between Hampton and Hanley. You've got slow traffic there. Eastbound 70 between Caves or Earth City Expressway and McKelvey. Very heavy volume going on there. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from 5570 split all the way onto Laclede's Landing. Look for heavy volume. Northbound Route 3 from 8th Street is slow onto the ramp of the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound 64 between 25th and the 5570 split. Look for slow traffic. Riverview at Chambers and Hall, there's a report of flooding there. There's also a report on Hall near Chimlin, or Gimlin, of flooding there as well. Highway 00 at Spring Valley, there's an injury accident involving a vehicle off the roadway that's down in Franklin County. Nottingham at Hampton, there's an injury accident there as well. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by the CMA Awards on KMOV Channel 4. Live from Madison Square Garden in New York City, it's country music's biggest nights, the CMA Awards, tonight at 7 p.m. on KMOV Channel 4. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Thursday. Today looks like a lively one. Windy, not quite as cool. However, areas of fog in the morning, then occasional showers and thunderstorms throughout the morning and the early afternoon, and a chance for showers and some thunderstorms late in the afternoon. Storms may be severe this afternoon with damaging winds, large hail, and a possibility of tornadoes. High in the lower 60s. However, the temperature will be falling into the 40s by this afternoon. For this evening, windy, colder, cloudy, a chance for sprinkles until early morning. Also a chance for flurries late in the evening and overnight with a low in the lower 30s. Then moving on to Wednesday, blustery, mostly cloudy, partly sunny, high only of around 40. Wednesday evening, colder, much clear, mostly clear, excuse me, with a low in the lower 20s. Then moving on to Thursday, mostly sunny skies, but the highs will only reach about the mid-40s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 48 degrees with some sprinkles under overcast skies. Lambert Field is reporting light rain in some areas and 47 degrees. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
It's getting closer and closer. The second annual WGNU Wake-Up Call Blanket Drive will be held on Friday, November 18th. Again this year, we're partnering with our friends at Carver House to provide the gift of warmth for those less fortunate. Liz Brown will be broadcasting live from Carver House, 3035 Bell Avenue, that morning from 7 to 10. And on Blanket Drive Day, your donations will be accepted at both the Congress and Senate building at 265 Union, the home of WGNU, and at Carver House, 3035 Bell. This is your chance to make a difference and change your little corner of the world. Be a part of the second annual WGNU Wake Up Call Blanket Drive on Friday, November 18th. By the way, we're now accepting your blanket donations here at the studios of WGNU Radio on Union.
Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920, WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, tell me, sister. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother.
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg folks for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you. The people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below that the low knee.
I think I'm
share in the city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. They struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal dignity.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Any kind of, every kind of, all kinds of ways. Get up, get to me. We have much to talk about. In the next hour, we are going to have joining us Professor Marjorie Cohen. We're going to be talking about Judge Alito. He is on the front page of the New York Times today. There are some issues that we need to talk about with that, and we're going to have Professor Marjorie Cohen of the Thomas Jefferson School of Law to talk to us about Alito and Myers. What went wrong with her? What is wrong with him? So we're going to be doing that in the next hour. This hour is open lines for you, your comments, your questions, your concerns, your observations, all of that and anything else. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. Wayne, good morning.
How you doing, Liz?
Wayne Lester, how are you?
Doing fantastic. How you doing?
I'm outstanding.
I want to say that our people are excited and energized about the blanket drive. We relish in the fact that we can help someone, especially during this time of the year. You know, we have our Derek Martin food drive.
Yes, you
do. Give out food baskets. And to team up with your group to give out blankets is a fantastic thing. We have committed to 100 blankets. And also some volunteers.
And you all were there at the volunteer meeting on Saturday, and I really, really, really appreciate that.
As a matter of fact, everybody was calling me. Some folks were calling me during that time. So for some reason, my cell phone didn't pick it up. They wanted to know where we were meeting at, so we're going to have some additional volunteers.
Very good.
Our challenge is still out there for other organizations to join with us and to help those ones that are unfortunate. Those ones that, for whatever reason, are out there on the streets.
Homeless.
And it's cold out there.
Yes, it is.
It's cold out there. So we can join in. We've pledged 100 blankets. Join us, Firefighters Institute for Racial Equality, and commit to those ones that have been, for whatever reason, down and out during this time of the year.
And it's this Friday. The blanket drive is this Friday. We will have drop-offs. You can drive up and drop your blankets off at two locations here at the station at 265 North Union from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. and then at 3035 Bell, that's Bell and Cardinal right off of Del Mar, Cardinal to Bell, and we'll be taking blankets there from 7 a.m. until 10 a.m. We'll also, at the Carver House location, we will be also donuts, hot chocolate, and it's just going to be a great time for folks to come by and talk, and to I'm going to be broadcasting live from there, so it's really going to be, I'm excited.
Don't forget to also those folks that want to donate or volunteer with their vehicles.
Yes.
We have folks that's going to donate their trucks also.
When we deliver the blankets on Saturday morning at 8 o'clock.
Exactly.
Yes.
I want to make an observation also, Liz. I was listening to your talk about the chips.
Mm-hmm.
And folks getting relaxed about that, and I was thinking about that.
Well, wait a minute. Can I just let people know what we're talking about
right
quick, Wayne? There was an article that came out yesterday out of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Medical ethics experts are questioning a proposal to implant medical identification microchips in the arms of developmentally disabled clients at an Orange Grove center. Go right ahead.
And the attitude that folks have, well, along with that line and along with privacy,
mm-hmm.
that their mind quite naturally goes to, if I'm not doing anything wrong,
mm-hmm.
I don't care what people
mm-hmm.
think. I was having a discussion about a week ago when I was at the filling station, and this woman was expressing her appreciation for paying like $2.19 at the pumps. And I said, you're happy for paying $2.19? Yeah, it's down from $2.30 or whatever. And I said, I'm upset. I said, do you realize how much profit they made in one quarter?
Mm-hmm.
And they could lower the price where they should be.
Mm-hmm.
I said, they want you to be comfortable
mm-hmm.
with paying two some at the pumps.
That's right.
This is ridiculous.
Yes, it is.
To make record profits in one quarter.
More profits than any corporation has ever made in the history of corporations in the United States.
Exactly. And that's the attitude that they want us to have. It's like the frog theory. The way you get fresh frog legs
mm-hmm.
is you put them in lukewarm water, because
mm-hmm.
if you put them in a boiling pot, you're going to jump out.
That's right.
But if you put them in lukewarm water, it gets comfortable. Next thing you know, you're eating frog legs.
That's right. You just keep raising the temperature, and they keep getting used to it, keep getting used to it, and soon they're dead.
Exactly.
And that's exactly what's going on with these gasoline prices. Gas should be less than $1 a gallon.
And if you notice what's happening, Liz, and I've heard you have economists coming on, and last week you were talking about the jobs and the not being created. Everything is going up except income.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Now they prepared us for the winter.
Mm-hmm.
And next is going to be the electricity.
That's right.
Everything's going to continue to go up except income.
That's right.
All right.
That's right.
All right. We look forward to seeing you this weekend, Liz. Appreciate it.
Yeah, me too. Thank you so much, Wayne.
All right.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get up. Get to me. We have much to talk about. Tony.
Yeah, good morning, Liz. How are you doing this morning?
I'm outstanding.
Yeah. They're talking about those chips being implanted in people. You know, I was used to be a member of a athletic club. I mean, kind of like an exercise club, you know, some years ago downtown. Here they opened it up. And I went in one day to exercise, and they you know, when you go in, they put in a new system where you can take your card and swipe it, and
mm-hmm.
it will show all the information of who's coming through the door.
Mm-hmm.
And so after about a couple of months, I went in, and they were implanting these chips in some of the members' arms.
Oh, stop it!
No, this is the truth, Liz.
Oh, stop it!
It's the truth. They were experimenting with it there at the gym.
When was this?
Oh, this was about 5-6 years ago, Liz. Is it okay for me to call the name of the gym?
Sure.
Okay, the Gold Gym. It used to be the City Athletic Club down on Washington.
They were putting chips in
the
people?
Arms of some of the members. They was asking, I don't know if they were asking for volunteers, but I didn't volunteer to go through with that kind of thing because I didn't like the idea.
What kind of fool would let somebody put a chip in them?
They would plant it right under the skin in the back, and then when they would walk past the little new system they put in, as soon as they walk past the system, it would automatically register the person, and on the computer screen, that person's name would come up, the address, the membership number, and all of that, you know.
But, and here's the thing, what else was on that chip? how you know what else is on that chip?
And, you know, it was during that time they were talking about putting those chips in the animals.
Yep.
It was right around that
yep.
time, and
yep.
they were experimenting there with it at the club I was a member of.
That is crazy.
It is. You know, but I didn't, you know. But
that's
they, now they were asking people to volunteer, some of the members to volunteer, because it was a new system they had just put in, and they had gone to the card swipe. And when
well,
I
I'm telling you.
Swipe, and they were having trouble with the cards, I think is why they advanced it.
They told you they were having trouble with the cards. And I'm telling you, Tony, this is what is happening. Is
mm-hmm.
right now in Chattanooga, while they're trying to advocate that they want to implant these medical identification microchips in developmentally disabled people, they're trying to ease you into this.
Exactly.
They're
going to
start with people that can't talk.
Mm-hmm.
Then they're
going
to move to babies because they can't articulate. Then they're going to move to teenagers, for runaway teenagers.
Right.
And then they're going to move all the way up to you.
Yeah, because after a while, once they get the majority of the people to volunteer to do it, then the rest of the people,
go ahead,
they could be forced by law to do it.
There you go.
Okay, Lizzie, take care.
Thanks, Tony. Bye. Thanks for that scary thought, I think. You're on the wake-up call, Earl.
Yes, good morning, Miss Liz Brown.
Good morning.
Hey, Miss Brown, last night I was downtown St. Louis, and I was at this bus shelter, just waiting for that number 4 Natural Bridge bus headed for the north side, and there was this youth there, and it was raining, so we started to, like, talk, and he was dropping some knowledge, and I was dropping knowledge, and then I happened to mention him. Did he realize that they sold slaves at the old courthouse? And, Liz, I was taken by surprise. He was not aware of that. I said, man, stand out in the middle of Market Street. Look at the arch. Look at that old courthouse. They used to sell us right there, brother. Miss Brown, I was just taken. It's just a shame that the youth, that our youth, are not aware of the history of this city, Miss Brown.
I think that there are a lot of adults that are in that same boat as well.
That is true, too. And the old courthouse is right there on the Mississippi, and they talk about the gateway to the West like it's such a eye-opening experience. Yes, for some, but for blacks, it was horrible, Miss Brown. That's all. And thank you very much.
Thank you, Earl. 454-0400 is my phone number. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Yes. It's interesting about the chip. I believe that they are going to try it willingly if people have lost their rights. Like in prison. And in particular on the whereabouts of child
molesters?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
As a front liner to see how it works.
I think so. I think that is certainly a possibility, and it makes sense.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Clark. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. You're on the wake-up call.
Yes, good morning. Yesterday, when you had the former UN inspector, Scott Ritter, I called in and... I asked him a question. I think you and Scott Ritter were talking about neocons. And I gave him a name. I said Charles Schultz. Now, that was completely incorrect, and I called back to correct that, but I couldn't get through because...
You meant George P. Schultz.
That's right.
All right.
And... after we missed a good opportunity to get some insight, because I'm sure that Scott Ritter could have given us some information about this man, because you're talking about in a shadow government. I think he's way in the shadow behind Karl Rove and the rest of them. And he's known as the fascist godfather of Bush and Schwarzenegger. I mean, he's almost called the mother of all neocons. So this is a person, I think, that might be, along with others, running the whole show. And we missed a good opportunity to get some insight about this man. And I just want you to know, I did try to call back and to correct that mistake.
All right. Well, we had a million people on the line trying to get
answered. I know you did.
All right.
And I know.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. 454-0400 is my phone number. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. You're on the wake-up call.
Yes, Liz. Frist and John Warner are out of the Senate today putting forth a plan to end the Iraqi war and withdraw all American troops. And one more thing, Liz, this is the day that Medicare beneficiaries can start calling these HMOs and drug programs. And frankly, Liz, I've got the booklet here, and it might as well be written in Greek or Latin. I can't make heads or tails out of it. Have a nice day, Liz.
We're going to take a break, folks. My name is Liz Brown. This is The Wake Up Call. We have much to talk about. Let's get some more of it done. We're going to take a break. I'll be back.
Good morning, St. Louis. 30 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. We'll look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by McDonald's Restaurants. Northbound 270 between Manchester and Clayton Road, there's an accident involving a tractor trailer. Two right lanes are blocked. Traffic is jammed most of the way from 55. Northbound 55 from Germania to Gravois, look for no problems to report. Eastbound 44 from Chrysler all the way to Merrimack River Bridge, look for heavy volume going on there. Eastbound 40 from 141 all the way to Mason Road, look for very heavy volume there as well. Eastbound 40 from Ballast to Hanley, slow traffic. Eastbound 70 from T.R. Hughes to Mid Rivers Mall, look for that traffic to be easing. Westbound 270 at West Florissant, expect slow traffic. Westbound 40 between Clayton Skinker all the way to Hanley. Look for slow traffic there as well. Westbound 5570 from the Exchange onto the PSP. It is bumper to bumper. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the Gravel Pit to Cleats Landing. Look for heavy volume there. Northbound Route 3 from 8th Street is slow to the ramp to Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound 64 from 25th all the way to 5570 split. Look for slow traffic. Riverview between Chambers and Hall, there's flooding there, and Hall is also reported at Gimlin to be flooding as well. Westbound 15 from the Shrine of Our Lady of the Snows, there's an accident blocking the left lane. There's about a mile back up. Route K at 5Z Road, there's an accident involving a bicyclist, and that is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by McDonald's Restaurants. Start your day off with a warm McGriddle sandwich and a great cup of coffee. McDonald's, I'm loving it. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Thursday. Windy, not quite as cool today. Areas of fog this morning. Occasional showers and possible thunderstorms this morning and early this afternoon. And a chance for showers late this afternoon. The storms may be severe with damaging winds, large hail, and the possibility of tornadoes. The high should be in the lower 60s. However, it will fall into the 40s by this afternoon. For this evening, windy, colder, cloudy, chance of sprinkles until early morning, and chance of flurries are even possible late in the evening and overnight with a low in the lower 30s. Moving on to Wednesday, blustery, much colder, partly sunny, with a high only around 40. Wednesday evening, cloudy, colder, actually clear with a low in the lower 20s. And moving on to Thursday, mostly sunny with a high in the mid-40s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 47 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 46, both under overcast skies. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. Is up next. We'll take another look at your news, your traffic, and your weather in the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Okay, guys, remember your skills, your interests, and your values, and how they affect you in the world of work, okay?
Today's students face a broader and more confusing range of financial and career decisions than ever before. The adults of tomorrow must be prepared for a complex economy.
Hey, Alton,
Great job on that report.
Junior Achievement's latest middle grades program, JA Economics for Success, helps students look at careers and make real-world financial decisions through fun, practical, hands-on learning.
Hey, enjoy your class today.
All right, I'll see you.
Give an hour a week of your time. In just 6 weeks, you will make a difference in a young person's life. Explore the possibilities. Be a JA volunteer.
Hey, guys.
Call a Junior Achievement office near you or visit www.ja.org. Sponsored by the Allstate Foundation.
All right, we're going to be doing activity 4 today.
AM 920, WGNU is the home of Radio Free St. Louis. If you're outside the metropolitan area, pick us up at WGNU.net.
It's getting closer and closer. The second annual WGNU Wake Up Call Blanket Drive will be held on Friday, November 18th. Again this year, we're partnering with our friends at Carver House to provide the gift of warmth for those less fortunate. Liz Brown will be broadcasting live from Carver House, 3035 Bell Avenue, that morning from 7 to 10. And on Blanket Drive Day, your donations will be accepted at both the Congress and Senate building at 265 Union, the home of WGNU, and at Carver House, 3035 Bell. This is your chance to make a difference and change your little corner of the world. Be a part of the second annual WGNU Wake Up Call Blanket Drive on Friday, November 18th. By the way, we're now accepting your blanket donations here at the studios of WGNU Radio on Union.
Around the world and behind the story. It's the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown. Liz Brown.
There is a drum that beats steady and strong. It does not know defeat. I feel it proud. And know the sound of truth. In every soul, there is a memory, a standing tower.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 877-920-WGNU. Any kind of, every kind of, all kinds of ways. Get up. Get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. Chuck, good morning.
Good morning. I have a little information on the chip.
Yes.
And there's all kinds of chips out there. Back in 1995, up in Alaska, I was passing out a videotape on a chip that transmits off satellites. And
what year was this?
What's that?
What year was this?
1995.
Okay.
And this tape changed my life and changed all kinds of people's lives. This chip only works in the back of the hand and the forehead. And the Navy SEALs use this chip. There's a lot of people that use it, but right now the Navy SEALs definitely use it. There's a little lithium battery in there, and it recharges itself off temperature fluctuation. And that's why they spent $1 million and something to figure out where it would work in the body, and all they had to do was ask a mother, where do you check your baby's temperature at? And it was in the back of the hand and the forehead. These are the chips that we have to worry about.
What do the chips do?
Well, they'll tell you exactly where you're at.
Mm-hmm.
They transmit off satellites. See, they're sending up all kinds of low-orbiting satellites right now. And that's what this is all about.
Mm.
And back when I was passing out the tapes, Al Gore said on CNN News, and now I had other people come and tell me this. I didn't see either one of these. But on CNN News, Al Gore said that all the kids that had the chip by 2003, well, they're a little bit late, but that don't mean it isn't coming. Oprah Winfrey had a whole show on it. And the man who made this chip, Carl Sanders, and you can look him up on the Internet, he's sorry for what he made.
Mm.
And it's starting to go with the Book of Revelation. If you look up 666, it takes you to a word, stizo, and it tells you to prick, to stick, to punch a mark into for ownership, into the back of the hand. And the guy who made this doesn't tell you this is the mark of the beast. But he says, look how close it is. And it's a pretty scary thing.
These are very, very scary things. And this story that I'm reporting on, actually there are two stories that I'm reporting on, these drones that are set to fly over our cities and these chips that in Chattanooga, Tennessee, medical ethics experts are questioning because they want to implant a medical identification microchips in the arms of developmentally disabled clients at a Orange Grove Center. It's the second or the third step to get us to buy into this.
Yeah, see, that's a Passover chip. You wave a wand over it. That mm-hmm. doesn't actually transmit off the satellites. That's the one you got to worry about.
Yeah.
And that's coming, and there ain't nothing we can do about it.
Well, I think there's always something we can do about it. Because if that's the case, then, you know, why even watch the tape? Just bend over and take it.
I'm not taking it. And the man who invented this thing, he tells everybody, don't take it. Whatever you do, don't take it.
Very good. Thank you, Chuck. 454-0400 is my phone number. Dwight, good morning.
Yes. Hey, I want to make a comment about the Intel chip. I mean, I'm a Discovery Geographic Channel buff, and, you know, they talked about this in 95 when they used to put chips in animals to keep track of them and their babies, and that's how they found out whether the populations grew or not. And I also want to comment about your guest yesterday, Scott Ritter.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I'm glad you had him on because,
wasn't
you know, 4 or 5 years ago when this guy was talking, it was like people was blacklisting this dude from television.
Or whitelisting him.
Right, from telling the truth. And it was like, what the, you know, this guy was telling people all along, Saddam, we destroyed 99% of his weapons.
That's right.
He's trapped inside of a city, can't go anywhere. And we just got so diverted from Bin Laden and Al Qaeda. Meanwhile, he's still making videotapes, riding on a horse 6'6", and we can't find him. So we can go over to Iraq, kill innocent people, and we say, oh, we're not torturing them, we're not doing nothing, but we do a lot of stuff in the name of the government.
And I, to me, one of the most chilling pieces of news, and you know, I guess I'm just chilled all the time, I just stay on chill alert, but the legislation that came out of our United States Senate saying, trying to undercut what the United States Supreme Court did in saying that if we have these people in Guantanamo Bay, they have the same rights as everybody else. They can sue. They can be told of why they're charged. All of these things, and our United States Senate, they didn't go back and change the law about eminent domain, did they?
No.
They went back and trying to undercut what a person who has not been convicted of anything, what their rights are in a when being held by people that say they represent the greatest democracy in the whole world.
Right.
It's crazy.
Look what kind of example we set for everybody else.
We tell
the rest of the world this is what we want to bring to you.
That's right.
And then they won't even give them the same rights that they say we want to bring to them.
And that's why George W. Bush is in Mongolia today.
Right.
Because finally, he's trying to stay out of every country. What happened when he went to Central America? He's trying to find the Cindy Sheehan It's List world, or country in the world. No president in the history of this country has ever been to Mongolia. Not George. Not George.
It's just like Hugo Chavez down in South America, telling you.
What you say.
That's what a lot of people are starting to see now, that this guy is not crazy.
That's
he
right.
know what he's talking
what
about.
What you say.
And George Bush got his butt whipped out of town when he went down there.
All the way out of town. That's why he's in Mongolia today. Because
right.
he can't find anybody that can speak his language. He can't find anybody that can protest. He's going to be up in the hills of outer Mongolia somewhere where Cindy Sheehan can't find him and nobody else that thinks like her can find him. How pitiful.
Keep up the good work.
Take care of yourself now. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Hassan.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I heard yesterday right before Scott Ritter come on, a sister call in and ask that I return your call in reference to Islam and its law pertaining to abortion.
Location.
I have it here in the Holy Quran for you if you're still interested in it.
Been interested in it. You're the one that brought it up.
Okay,
tell me.
It's the Holy Quran translated by A. Yusuf Ali in Surah 40. No, this is 60, Surah 60. It's a very short surah, and it won't take but a minute to read these few verses. But the one in question, O prophet, seeking refuge in Allah from the rejected, when believing women come to thee to take the oath of fealty to thee, that they will not associate and worship any other thing whatever with Allah, that they will not steal, that they will not commit adultery or fornication, that they will not kill their children, that they will not utter slander, intentionally forging falsehood, and that they will not disobey thee in any just matter, then do thou receive their fealty, and pray to Allah for the forgiveness of their sins, for Allah is all forgiving, most merciful.
But you said that the Quran offered in the exception of incest and rape.
I haven't found that. And
that's
you know,
what I'm looking for.
Wait a minute. The line I quoted first, I haven't found, marry not women who kill their children.
Right.
That might have been Imam Muhammad's instructions to us as far as the rape and all of that.
Okay,
this is about 30 years old with me, but it is clear in the Quran that women are not to kill their children.
But this is not what we were talking about.
We were talking about abortion.
No, we were talking about rape and incest, the exceptions. That's what I was talking about.
That is the guidance offered to us about 30 years ago.
Where is it?
Dean Muhammad.
Where is
in
it?
In cases of rape,
where
incest.
Is it? Where is it? Where is it? I'm not asking for you to quote it. I'm asking, where can I go and see that?
You can go and see this, what I just read.
No, I'm not trying to. Listen to what I'm saying, Hassan.
I
asked you the question.
That was probably Imam Muhammad's teaching.
So you don't know. Okay. We got to take a break, folks. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. I'll be back.
Water. Wash away these blues. Down into the ocean, current takes hold. Words already been spoken, tales already been told. Hearts already been broken, wounds already been healed. Do you want to be loved? Do you want to be loved for real? Do you want to be loved for real? Do you want
Wake-up call, global news update. Dateline, New York. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that about 25% of the biggest oil companies operating in the United States have had their tax rates drop, even though profits have gone through the roof. Of the 87 publicly traded companies worth $1 billion or more, the tax rates for 21 of them went down in the most recent quarter compared with the average rates for the past 12 months. Tax rates can go up or down because of tax credits, changes in currency values, operating losses, or other factors. But the drop in rates comes at a time when the public is accusing many companies of price gouging. And Dateline Baghdad. The American Army has admitted that it used white phosphorus during last year's Battle of Fallujah. A story in an edition of Field Artillery magazine from March of this year says shells containing white phosphorus proved to be an effective munition. It was used at two locations in Fallujah, and later in the same battle turned out to be an effective psychological weapon when they were used in trench lines and spider holes to flush the enemy out. Previously, the military line was that white phosphorus weapons were only used to illuminate the battlefield. A Marine mortar team reported that it fired an unknown number of rounds of high explosives and white phosphorus charges into the city of Fallujah for 2 days, and they never knew exactly where they went or what damage was caused. White phosphorus forms a deadly chemical cloud that kills everything within a tenth of a mile in all directions from where the shell lands. This is your wake-up call global news update.
You want your preschooler to be ready for school. Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center is ready to help you prepare your preschooler not only for school but also for life. Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center is an outreach of Trinity Tabernacle, Assembly of God in Bridgeton. Your child, age 2 to 4, receives a non-denominational Bible curriculum with Bible stories, songs, arts and crafts, plus lessons in numbers, science, arts, and phonics to help prepare him or her for kindergarten. Your child will also grow personally, socially, educationally, and spiritually every day as a unique individual created by God. Call Christine at 314-291-8839 to learn more about Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center and to register your child. Open Monday through Friday from 6:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center, 11950 Mark Twain Drive in Bridgeton, 314-291-8839. Serving the community since 1979.
It's getting closer and closer. The second annual WGNU Wake Up Call Blanket Drive will be held on Friday, November 18th. Again this year, we're partnering with our friends at Carver House to provide the gift of warmth for those less fortunate. Liz Brown will be broadcasting live from Carver House, 3035 Bell Avenue, that morning from 7 to 10. And on Blanket Drive Day, your donations will be accepted at both the Congress and Senate building at 265 Union, the home of WGNU, and at Carver House, 3035 Bell. This is your chance to make a difference and change your little corner of the world. Be a part of the second annual WGNU Wake Up Call Blanket Drive on Friday, November 18th. By the way, we're now accepting your blanket donations here at the studios of WGNU Radio on Union. What you need to know, when you need to know it. The award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Toll free long distance is 1-877-920-WGNU, 1-877-920-WGNU. I just need to remind you again, do not forget, this Friday is the second annual Wake Up Call Blanket Drive. Go out there and get your blankets. We will have two different drop-off points. You can just drive up and drop your blankets off. One is at 265 North Union. You look for the volunteers, the wake-up call volunteers. They'll be wearing these Kelly Green T-shirts with warming hearts all over written on them from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. right here at the station, 265 North Union. Just drive up and drop off. Or come and visit us at Carver House, because that's who we're partnering with, our friends at Carver House at 3035 Bell from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. I'll be broadcasting live. We'll have donuts. We'll have hot chocolate. We'll have company. We'll have camaraderie. We'll have blankets. We'll have excitement. Drop off, drive up, drop off, drive up, drop off, come in, get coffee, get donuts, all of that this Friday, this Friday, this Friday. And we have some exciting news. We have some blankets that have been dropped off.
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, I'm really excited. Good morning, Liz and St. Louis. I guess you know, but my name is Alvin Brown with the Provisional Government.
How could I forget a man with the last name of Brown? How could I do that?
Because, yes. And, you know, we've been listening to the broadcast, and we had made a commitment to contribute to your blanket drive.
Mm-hmm.
And it just so happens that this Friday, you know, business calls us out of town.
Mm-hmm.
But we wanted to stop by myself and
Ismael.
All right. My other brother here who just is now the newly elected rep here in St. Louis.
Congratulations. Thank you. Congratulations.
Thank you. So what we wanted to do was to bring, we brought in some blankets this morning. We just got together. We went up to Kmart.
Mm-hmm.
They were $5.
$5, just like we said, $5.
That's right. So we just put together and got 20
mm-hmm.
and brought them on in. And we want to kind of challenge all the other organizations, groups, individuals.
That's right.
You know, if you got $20.
There you go.
Got, you know, $50, but even if you had $20,
mm-hmm.
you can get 40 blankets.
There you
right
go.
There you go.
And Ismael, I just want to thank you for so much for coming down and dropping the blankets off, because this is really important.
Thank you. And I'd like to thank my ancestors for guiding me here
mm-hmm.
through the rain.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd also like to put out that challenge also to people to bring blankets in because it's so important.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's cold out there already.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I saw hard frost the other day, so that's a sign.
There you go.
That, hey, it's winter.
And they're talking about snow already. They're talking about temperatures. They're talking temperatures taking a drop, 20s and 30s. This time last year when we did our blanket drive, it was really the first cold weekend of the winter.
Oh,
and it looks like that's what's happening right now. That's what's happening right now. So I'm excited. And I was sharing the story with you all that last year when we gave out the blankets, there were so many heartwarming stories that came to us and stories that really tug at your heart. These are blankets for homeless people.
Right.
And when we pulled up in front of the public library downtown, people were just coming from all kinds of places. You didn't even know that they were there.
Right.
And one man was so excited when he got the blankets. He said, now I have Christmas presents for my children. You know,
right.
So people, these are, and it's harder this year than it was last year.
That's correct. That's correct.
You know, so people are really going to be, people are really hurting more this now than they were before.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, and that really, when you think about the spirit of quote, Christmas, mm-hmm. is a time of giving.
Mm-hmm.
And that does give a person an opportunity, you know, to be able to give something to a family member or someone like that. You know, it's
mm-hmm.
it's the thought that really counts the most.
Absolutely.
Know?
And also just, it's the thought and it's also knowing that, I think we all need to just kind of be resistant to the idea of, I want to be able to see the results of what it is that I contribute.
Mm-hmm.
Because the fact of the matter is we'll never see all of the results
That's
of
right.
the things that we do here in this life. So don't ever think of something as too small,
right.
that it won't matter because
right.
I can't see that it matters in front of me at the time that I do it. Everything matters.
That's
and,
right.
you know, one blanket matters, you know, and 5,000 blankets really also matter.
Right,
so, you know, one blanket at a time, we can do this.
Right. And I think it's important to understand also that when you give from the heart.
There you go.
You know, and that's important, no matter what your religion is.
That's exactly right.
You know, and being a human being,
there
you should
go.
Have that spirit
that's
of
right.
giving.
That's right.
You
and
know.
And we know that people are hurting.
Right.
We
exactly.
know that people are hurting and while all of us do not have the profits of an Exxon,
right.
you know, we don't have those $1 billion profits, we do have something.
Right.
We
exactly.
do have something and a $5 blanket.
That's right.
A $5 blanket.
Well, I really want to say thank you for giving us the opportunity to really to make a contribution to our community.
There you go.
Because, again, you know, we looked at the fact of we were thinking, well, you know, we did have blankets down both in Jackson
right.
and over here in St. Louis
mm-hmm.
that were used.
Mm-hmm.
But we just thought, you know, a new blanket, again, is something that you can just go out. We were trying, like Ishmael said, get them red, black, and green, but they didn't have any.
Maybe next year.
But thanks to Liz, we're able to start the season off by making us feel good by making a contribution. I thank you.
Well, I want to thank you both so much, and you made my morning. It's so fun to see people come in and drop the blankets off. So thank you both so much.
Thank you. Okay.
And we're going to get back to the calls here, gentlemen. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
And 454-0400 is my phone number. The gauntlet has been thrown down, y'all. You know, step to it. Step to your business. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920. WGNU. Orlando, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm outstanding.
Good. I wanted to speak briefly about the chip
mm-hmm.
that you're speaking about.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I am a Christian, and I don't try to put what I believe on anyone else,
mm-hmm.
but I do understand the Bible differently than a lot of people speak as far as what they speak. The things that are in the book, we can see those things happening. You can read the things that are there and see that they're happening. And I'd like to ask if I can just leave you with a scripture.
Certainly.
Okay. In the book of 1 Peter chapter 3, okay, the 14th verse says, But and if ye suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are ye, and be not afraid of their terror, neither be troubled. And I want to make an emphasis on their terror. Okay. It is no coincidence that there is a war on terror. If you understand this book, it's telling exactly what's going on. That's why the word is there. And the people who are teaching Christianity now are not teaching true. George Bush is not propagating true Christianity. Everybody knows that. But it's right here in the book if people want to truly understand it.
Thank you so much, Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
454-0400 is my phone number. Portia.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I wanted to pick up on the comment that the other caller made when he was talking about the I think he started out talking about the chip. But it's funny because my daughter and I were having the conversation last night about the gas prices and whatnot. And she's a first-time home buyer, and she's a single mother. And it's like the job that she has is pretty good income, but for a single parent trying to run a household and whatnot, you know, what's going to happen with the poor people?
There you go.
You know what I'm saying?
There you go.
Because the gentleman was absolutely right. Everything is going up except
right.
your paycheck.
There
and that's the same comment I made last night.
Thank you so much,
Portia. It's scary. What are we going to do?
It's scary indeed. 454-0400 is my phone number. Barbara.
Good morning, Liz. How are you?
I'm outstanding. How are you?
Good. Best of luck. I'll be helping with that blanket drive as much as I can.
Thank you so much.
Yes, I was going to say, had anybody commented about the little cat fight, dog fight? Speaking of chips and dogs, between Hugo Chavez and President Fox yet?
Oh, no, we haven't talked about Hugo and the water carrier for this administration.
No, puppy.
Puppy. Puppy. Puppy.
Yes.
Okay.
For the United States, and Mr. Fox said he wanted an apology, but he didn't apologize for those caricatures
he
of black
didn't.
People.
He sure didn't. How'd that feel?
That's a funny thing.
Yeah,
isn't it?
In the summer, he wants an apology, but he didn't have any problem with those racist, foul caricatures of people of African descent. Now he wants an apology. Hugo says, "Eat my grits," didn't he?
Yes, they sent my ambassador home. They sent their ambassadors back. They're really
pissed off. That's right. That's right.
Have a good day.
All right. You're on the wake-up call quickly. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, quickly.
Y'all are making a drive for the homeless people.
For blankets for the homeless people.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Well, you know, it's a lot of educated people that are qualified to work and stuff and got families. And they don't have no help. You know, God make a drive for them. Well, like, put some money in their hands, you know, for stuff.
Homeless
is not educated, you know.
Okay, I don't look at the world like that. It's not whether it's not determined whether you have value based upon the education that you have. That's why we're working with the homeless. Because they're people, too. And they have needs, too. And you would be surprised if you're going to have this education standard thing here. You'd be surprised how many people with degrees are out there on the street homeless. I'm Liz Brown. I'll be back in the next hour to talk about Alito and Myers. Would you rather be Bork or Myers? We're going to talk about that. I'm Liz Brown. I'll be back. Stay with me.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis. 920 on your AM dial.
Parents in Lititz, Pennsylvania. Warwick Township, Pennsylvania Police Chief Richard Garipoli says the girl, Carabeth Borden, is in shock.
From what I understand, she's a mess. She's a 14-year-old child. I hear, you know, massive crying, which is normal. She's upset, and she should be.
He spoke on Good Morning America. The two teens were intercepted yesterday in Indiana when his car hit a tree. The FBI believes it has in custody Northern Virginia's infamous cell phone bandit. The suspect, 19-year-old Candace Martinez, is accused of robbing four banks, all the while chatting on her cell phone. An upbeat Commerce Department report on the economy. Retail sales fell slightly in October, but they did better than expected. Here's ABC's Richard Davies.
With gas prices coming down from their peaks, consumers spent less money fueling up their cars, but they spent quite a bit more at shopping malls. Economists say that's a plus for retailers as the holiday shopping season gets underway.
ABC's Richard Davies. At this hour, the Dow is down 7 points at 10,689. The NASDAQ is down 4. This is ABC News.
Check out Goodyear's revolutionary Assurance and Forterra tires featuring Triple Tread technology. Plus, enter the Goodyear Triple Tread sweepstakes for your chance to win either a Sea-Doo GTI watercraft, Ski-Doo MXZ snowmobile, or a Bombardier ATV Outlander 400HO. For complete details and a retailer near you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
No purchase necessary to enter or win. Void where prohibited by law. Ends December 23, 2005. Open to legal U.S. residents 21 years of age or older. For official rules or entry form and complete details, see participating Goodyear retailers. Odds depend on number of entries received. Total value of prize is $48,745.
A dog's gotta do what a dog's gotta do. Hey, I should know. I'm a dog. Woof. And what I gotta do is chase squirrels. Especially the one digging holes in my yard. Someday soon I'll get free and chase that lawn wrecker right out of town.
You don't think your dog will run away?
Your dog might think differently. One in three pets will get lost. Without ID, 90% won't return home. That's why vets recommend the Home Again microchip, a safe, permanent ID that can bring your pet home. Talk to your vet about Home Again and visit homeagainpets.com.
Walmart is promising itself and Wall Street a very Merry Christmas, predicting the sound of cash registers will ring in the season. ABC's Jim Hickey has more.
Armed with an aggressive marketing campaign featuring Destiny's Child and other performers, and with an equally aggressive counterattack against its critics, Walmart is predicting a lucrative holiday season. The giant discount chain has suffered disappointing quarterly revenues this year, but Walmart execs are upbeat about the coming weeks and expect its new assertive attitude to result in big profits. Jim Hickey, ABC News.
A stunned Italian actor had to stub out the cigarette he had lit up on stage after a spectator complained. He was smoking in line with the script while playing the main character Sunday in Arthur Miller's A View from the Bridge, when a woman from the audience shouted, "Put out that cigarette!" I'm Louise Schiavone, ABC News.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU news update for the 9 o'clock hour. In the news this Tuesday, St. Charles County prosecutors have dropped sexual misconduct charges against a former middle school music teacher. Greg Lassen had been accused of having sexual contact with a student in 1997 while he was teaching in the Fort Sumwalt School District. Lassen was dismissed from his job at Compton Drew Middle School in St. Louis after he was charged with statutory rape and statutory sodomy. Now prosecutors have dismissed the charges because they say their case was not strong enough to take to court. In preparation for the American Cancer Society's Great American Smokeout, the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services is urging people to quit smoking. Janet Wilson, a spokesperson for the department, says smokers who quit now will notice some major changes by the end of the year.
Drop in blood pressure, improve respiratory breathing, improvements in your ability to taste food, improvements in your smell, in your ability to smell, as well as improvements in not smelling like cigarette smoke.
Wilson says there are many ways to quit, and it's just a matter of finding the right method. For more information, call the quit line at 800-QUIT-NOW. The Great American Smokeout is November 17th. Chicken Little is standing tall at the box office once again. For the second straight weekend, the animated Disney tale was the top draw among moviegoers, pulling in an estimated $32 million to top the competition. Zathura, a family-friendly adventure starring Tim Robbins, took the runner-up position with an estimated $14 million in its debut weekend in theaters. The new Jennifer Aniston Clive Owen suspense thriller Derailed opened in third place with $12.8 million. Derailed was followed by the heavily hyped hip-hop drama Get Rich or Die Tryin', starring rap superstar 50 Cent. The movie, which opened last Wednesday, only mustered a fourth-place finish at the weekend box with $12.5 million in box office receipts. Its total earnings since Wednesday amount to $18.2 million. Rounding out the top five was the military drama Jarhead, starring Jake Gyllenhaal and Jamie Foxx. Jarhead pulled in an estimated $12.3 million to land at number five. Finally this hour, drivers from all over one central Indiana city took advantage of a mistake to fill up their tanks yesterday until the gas station clerk realized the decimal point made all the difference. The Muncie Star Press reports gas at an Admiral gas station in Muncie incorrectly priced its premium gasoline at 22 cents per gallon yesterday when a clerk misplaced a decimal point as he set the price for the day. The paper says drivers flocked to the gas station throughout the day, even after the clerk realized his mistake about 6 hours later and corrected the price at the pump. The attendant wouldn't give his name to the paper, but told the paper he couldn't figure out why so many people were only putting $3 or $4 worth of gas into their tanks at a time. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by McDonald's. Start your day with a warm McGriddle sandwich and a great cup of coffee. I'm loving it. That's your look at local news for the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 8 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by your greater St. Louis area Toyota dealers. Northbound C-70 between Sappington and Manchester stop and go due to an earlier accident. There is an accident now blocking the ramp to eastbound 44. Southbound 170 at Brentwood and Galleria, look for an accident reported there. Southbound 270 at 55, look for an accident reported in the left lane. Westbound 40 at McKnight, there's a report of an accident. Right lane is blocked. Northbound 55 between Lindbergh and 44, no problems reported. Eastbound 44 from Meraz Overpass all the way to the Merrimack River Bridge, look for very heavy volume going on there. Eastbound 40 between Clayton, Larson, and Hanley, look for slow traffic. Westbound 270 from Riverview all the way to Graham Hanley, it looks good. Westbound 40 between McCausland and Hanley, however, you've got slow traffic. Westbound 5570 split from 64 onto the Poplar Street Bridge at the stop-and-go. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the Illinois Bank to Laclede's Landing. That traffic's finally easing up this hour. Riverview at Chambers and Hall, there's street flooding going on there, and there's also street flooding at Hall and Gimblin. Westbound Mexico between Mid Rivers and Mall, there's a report of an injury accident involving a head-on collision. Two lanes are blocked. And Hampton and Berthold, there's an injury accident as well. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by your greater St. Louis area Toyota dealers. Toyota owners, donate a new unwrapped toy valued at $10 or more to your St. Louis Metro Toyota dealer and get your oil change for just $9.95. Offer ends December 16th. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Thursday. Windy, not quite as cool. Areas of fog this morning. Occasional showers this morning and this afternoon. And then the showers become even heavier by later on this afternoon. Storms may be severe with damaging winds, large hail, and the possibility of tornadoes. The high will be in the lower 60s. However, the temperatures will fall to the mid-40s. By late this afternoon. For this evening, windy, colder, cloudy, a chance for sprinkles through morning, and also a chance for flurries late this evening and overnight with the low in the mid-lower 30s. For Wednesday, blustery, much colder, partly sunny with a high around 40. Wednesday evening, colder, mostly clear with a low in the lower 20s. And then on Thursday, mostly sunny with a high in the mid-40s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 48 degrees under overcast skies. Lambert Field is reporting 47 in overcast skies as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. She talks with Professor Marjorie Cohn of the Thomas Jefferson School of Law. That's up next. We'll take another look at your news and weather in the 11 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, help me, sisters. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers.
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you. The people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below that the low knee.
Hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, help me, sisters.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
A struggle against the common enemies of man. Tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal.
get many. Or deny the truth.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 1-877-920-WGNU. Also, we are broadcast live every day on the World Wide Web at www.wgnu.net. Archived daily at whiterosesociety.org. If you miss an hour, go get your hour. I am Liz Brown, revolution at lizbrown.com. That's lizbrown.com. I'm looking at an article out of the New York Times this morning, an article about Judge Samuel A. Alito Jr.'s positions. And this is in a 1985 application for promotion to Deputy Assistant Attorney General. This is how he described himself. I am and always have been a conservative and an adherent to the same philosophical views that I believe are central to this administration. It is obviously very difficult to summarize a set of political views in a sentence, but in capsule form, I believe very strongly in limited government, federalism, free enterprise, the supremacy of the elected branches of government, the need for a strong defense and effective law enforcement, and the legitimacy of a government's role in protecting traditional values. In the field of law, I disagree strenuously with the usurpation by the judiciary of decision-making authority that should be exercised by the branches of government responsible to the electorate. The administration has already made major strides toward reversing this trend through its judicial, and it goes on from there. Should we be concerned about that? We didn't have kind of the paper trail with Ms. Myers. Should we be concerned about that? We need to talk about that for a few minutes here this morning with Professor Marjorie Cohen of the Thomas Jefferson School of Law and President-elect of the National Lawyers Guild. She is joining us from San Diego, California. Professor, good morning.
Good morning, Liz. How are you?
I'm outstanding. How are you?
Good.
Should we be concerned?
I think we should be quite concerned. In that same document, Alito wrote, "The Constitution does not protect the right to an abortion." And he said, "I personally believe very strongly in this legal position." He was applying for a promotion to a deputy assistant to the Attorney General in the Reagan administration. He said, "I am and always have been a conservative. I'm a lifelong registered Republican." He was against the landmark civil rights and civil liberties rulings of the Warren Court. He was against the Warren Court rulings on the Establishment Clause and reapportionment as well. I think this is cause for great concern. And I wrote in an article on November 1st on truthout.org that he was a very dangerous candidate. He ruled in an abortion rights case in Planned Parenthood versus Casey to uphold a Pennsylvania law that required that women seeking abortion notify their spouses. And when that case got to the Supreme Court reversed Alito's position and used that case to reaffirm Roe v. Wade. But, you know, abortion is not really, I think it's the most important issue to a number of people. It's not necessarily, I think, what I'm concerned about are a couple of things. First of all, he will not, he does not engage in what the conservatives call judicial restraint. He is much more of an activist judge, and of course they don't term it that way. But he showed very little restraint when he voted to strike down congressional laws that may, and that would make it easier for, civil rights plaintiffs to prove race and sex discrimination.
And Professor, if I may interrupt just for a second here, when we hear the term activist judge, it means that this is somebody that would be willing to overturn current laws because they are opposed to them.
That's right. And I am confident from what I see that he would not hesitate to overturn well-established precedents that protect the rights of people. He voted when he was a judge to invalidate part of the Medical and Family Leave Act, which guarantees most workers up to 12 weeks of unpaid leave to care for a loved one, and the Supreme Court essentially reversed him on that. He voted against consumers. He supported an unauthorized strip search of a woman and a child in a search case where they weren't named in the search warrant. Even Michael Chertoff, who is now Bush's Homeland Security Director, who was a judge with Alito on the Third Circuit at the time, accused Alito of rubber-stamping police misconduct. Mm-hmm. Also, he has consistently supported big business over employees and shareholders. He also has ruled against the environment in a case called in a 1997 case, Public Interest Research Group versus Magnesium Electron. He cast the deciding vote that blocked certain rights of citizens to sue polluters under the Clean Air Act. He has been roundly praised, unanimously praised by the Federalist Society. And also, he has recently shown a conflict of interest. I mean, I'm concerned that he's not going to step down from cases that he might have an interest in. In 1990, he said he would disqualify himself from certain cases, and he didn't. Cases where his sister's law firm was involved, cases where he had a financial interest in the corporations.
And I think that is something really to underscore. This is something that had an impact on how much money he had that he did not recuse himself from.
That's right. That's right. I mean, he ruled in a case concerning Vanguard Corporation when he owned between $390,000 and $975,000 in mutual fund shares. I mean, that's a clear conflict of interest.
And that's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money. But I'll tell you, Liz, what concerns me the most, and that is I'm concerned that because of his supposed theory about the limited role of the judiciary, that like John Roberts, he would defer to the executive.
Well,
and
he said that in here.
President Bush, in his so-called war on terror, where he's torturing prisoners, where he's trying to legalize that torture, where he's supporting the Senate in doing away with habeas corpus so that these prisoners will stay at Guantanamo, will stay there, locked up the rest of their lives, no charges against them, most of them not a threat to anyone, admittedly. You know, it's very, very, and also cutting back on civil liberties of people in this country, looking at our internet sites, looking at the emails that we read. And I'm concerned that Alito and Roberts on the court are going to tip the court so far to the right and defer to Bush in so many ways that it's really going to threaten all of us.
And I'm looking at this application, and then this is in the New York Times today, and there's a question or a kind of a pull quote in the article that says, a 20-year-old statement that Democrats say calls for answers. My question to you, Professor, is what questions could the Democrats ask that would make any difference? I mean, is there anything that he could say that could negate or minimize what he wrote in 1985?
Well, you know, Roberts really skirted most of the crucial questions, saying that issue could come before the Supreme Court, so I'm not at liberty to say.
But this is a smoking gun here, isn't this? I mean, these statements that we have from Alito are different than any statements that we have from Roberts.
Right, and that's what I'm saying, but we didn't have those statements from Roberts. There was a note in a brief that he had signed that there was no right to privacy in the Constitution, there was no right to abortion. He was questioned about that, and he scooted around it. But I think that the senators have to take Alito head-on on the statement that he wrote and the statements that he wrote in 1985. And also, he has a 15-year track record as a judge.
Yes, he does.
Which Roberts didn't have. Roberts had a 2-year track record. And so there are concrete things that Alito is going to have to answer about how he interprets the Constitution, about whether he thinks there's a right to privacy. Now, when he ruled in some other abortion rights cases to support the life of the mother, for example. He said he was deferring to the Supreme Court because the Supreme Court in Roe v. Wade was a position he was bound to follow as a lower court judge. But he will not be a lower court judge anymore. And so he will be in a position of overturning whatever precedent the Supreme Court has. And he needs to be questioned carefully on what it would take for him to vote to overturn a prior decision of the Supreme Court. Does he think that there's a right to privacy in the Constitution? Does it include the right to for a woman to choose?
If he doesn't answer the question about his position that he's already articulated in this 1985 application for a promotion, because that's what he's getting right now, that's what he's asking for right now, is a promotion. If he doesn't answer those questions, what should the Democrats do?
Well, you know, I don't know if they have it in them, but I would hope that they would stand up and filibuster. They have that power. It would force the Republicans to come out and use the nuclear option. They would probably get him through anyway, but I think that it would upset a lot of people in this country, including moderate pro-choice Republicans, including many people who are in favor of civil liberties. He is a clear right-winger who is replacing O'Connor, who is a conservative. O'Connor is not a liberal, but she is a swing vote. She would call cases as she sees them on a case-by-case basis. And so Bush, with this appointment, is clearly going to tip this court radically to the right, and it's going to affect all of us. And I would just hope that the Democrats would really show some backbone and stand up and filibuster. When his appointment was first announced, several of the prominent Democrats immediately stepped up to the plate and challenged the nomination. Harry Reid, Patrick Leahy, Ted Kennedy, John Kerry, Barack Obama, all made statements that Barack Obama said President Bush has made a selection to appease the far right wing of the Republican Party. Very, very strong statements. And now when additional information comes out, such as this 1985 memo, I would hope that that would empower the Democrats to find their voice and to stand up to Bush and say, we are not going to bow down to you, Mr. King, anymore. They did that with the torture amendment. They didn't do that with the habeas corpus.
Which is outrageous.
It's outrageous.
Which is
another piece on that. But it looks like they may be coming up with a compromise because the last time we suspended habeas corpus was to intern, tens of thousands of Japanese Americans in concentration camps.
Oh, it was.
And
just,
that's one of the worst blots on our history.
But that wouldn't have this recent decision by the United States Senate wouldn't have happened, but for five Democrats that joined in with this.
Exactly.
So that was
exactly. And they
outrageous.
Should be ashamed.
Yes,
of themselves.
They should. Yes,
absolutely
they should.
Absolutely ashamed of themselves.
Looking at this article again from today's New York Times, it says, because my concern, Professor, is reducing all of the explanation and the definition of Alito down into his position on abortion. I'm looking at this article, and it says, and he wrote this in his own hand. He said he was a member of the Concerned Alumni of Princeton that was formed in 1972 to oppose the admission of women to the university.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. That's a good one. Well, that ought to get the Democrats.
You know,
I don't know. I just, you know, it's a horror story that continues to unravel. And you know what they're going to say? The Republicans are going to say, look, he's very smart. He knows he's an excellent judge. He has great credentials, just like Roberts, you know, as if intelligence and credentials were enough to qualify somebody to sit on the Supreme Court, regardless of how far out their positions are and their ideology. And here we have another right-wing ideologue. He has clearly saluted and marched to conservative Republican administrations who have tried to protect rich white people, who have tried to make it harder for non-whites and women to get redress in the courts, who have tried to protect the environment, who have tried very hard to protect reproductive rights. And I see this all unraveling if Alito is confirmed. I think it's a very, very dangerous appointment.
As to the Republicans talking about how smart he was, well, you know, Ted Bundy was smart.
That's right. Smart doesn't cut it.
That's not it. And also in the same article, it's talking about Judge Alito also said within the previous year, he had submitted articles for publication in the National Review and the American Spectator. in the previous year. What do you think that those said?
Well, you know, those are right-wing newspapers. They're right-wing newspapers, and so here the Republicans are going to try to portray him as you know, fair and neutral and unbiased and a middle-of-the-road person, and that's not at all what his record shows. His record shows a consistently, with very few exceptions when he had to follow Supreme Court precedent, and he didn't even follow Supreme Court precedent in many instances, but a very, very, very consistent record of pandering to the right wing.
And here is the, if you could explain this for us, Professor, it is meaningful that an individual who is a judge and wants a promotion to be on the Supreme Court, it is meaningful that they have an opinion, a strong opinion about abortion. It's meaningful that he has these types of strong, unyielding positions on this, isn't it, as a judge? Should we
Yes, but you know what he's going to say? He's going to say, oh, that was 20 years ago. And, you know, I can't, and my views have certainly evolved.
Then what are they?
And I can't really comment on something that might come before the Supreme Court, which is really a weaselly way to get out of it. That's what Roberts did.
Well, and that the scary part for me, Professor, is basically what he's saying is, trust me, I'm different than that. And we had United States Democratic Senator Patrick Leahy is one that I wrote a nasty email to. He said he trusted Roberts. I'm going to trust what that he says is going to be right. That's the scary part. Are the Democrats going to trust this mess?
Well, you know, I think that a lot of them backed down on Roberts so that they could hold their they kept talking about holding their fire, which is ridiculous. Holding their fire for this nomination. And it's interesting that the first person that Bush nominated, Myers, was the Democrats kept fairly quiet about it. Harry Reid even suggested her, which I have no idea why, except that he was so worried about one of these Alito-type judges. And Bush was, at that point, more worried about the Democratic opposition. He thought that his right-wing base was going to trust him. And if he said, I know her heart, that would be enough. but it wasn't, obviously. And so Bush was so shocked that his right-wing base came out strongly against the Myers nomination that he did exactly what Barack Obama said that he did, which was to pander to the right wing, to appease the far right wing of the Republican Party by nominating someone that he knew they would just adore. And they did, sure enough. Right after the nomination of Alito, they came out just thrilled as can be, just giddy. And if you look at the organizations who have come out in opposition to Alito, that should give you a clue that he's very dangerous. The National Lawyers Guild, which is my own organization, the AFL-CIO, Narrow Pro-Choice America, the Alliance for Justice, Planned Parenthood, the Leadership Conference on Civil Rights, all of these organizations have come out against Alito. And that should really make us think that there's something terribly wrong with him.
And so what's next? What do we have to look forward to? George Bush didn't get his wish that there was a quick confirmation, so that would like keep people off of his back about Karl Rove and all of that. The decision will be made, or the hearings will start when?
January 9th.
January 9th. And what should people be doing, Professor?
People should be writing letters to the editor, writing op-eds, calling, faxing, and emailing their senators. That's the most important thing, because the senators are going to make this decision, first in the Senate Judiciary Committee and then in the full Senate, and I'm sure the nomination will go to the full Senate. So I think it's very, very important to pressure senators with people's views.
Very good. Professor Marjorie Cohen of the Thomas Jefferson School of Law and President-elect of the National Lawyers Guild, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure, Liz. Keep up the great work.
You too.
Thanks.
Listen, folks, we're going to take a break. I'm Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. We have much, much, much to talk about. We ain't done here. We ain't done here. Stay with me.
Yes, I think I'm going out of my head for you. Oh. I need you so badly, I can't think of anything but you.
Is
the other station bringing you down? You know, giving you the blues? Hey, don't forget, we're still talking. To get in on the conversation, just call 314-454-0400 or toll free 1-877-920-WGNU. You never know, your comic could be as good as any power play.
Scientists and doctors are agreeing more and more that diet can determine whether a person lives a long, healthy life or a life full of unnecessary disease and even death.
I have diabetes, and after gradually changing my diet and getting more exercise, I've noticed my sugar level has become stable and my feet don't swell as much.
My blood pressure has been high for 3 years. Once I stopped eating salt and slowed down on eating oily foods, my blood pressure has gotten back to normal.
It seems like I gained weight just by looking at food. But now that I had the knowledge and most importantly the discipline to make conscious healthy choices, my whole life has changed.
Obesity, diabetes, and heart disease cause millions of deaths each year. Every 45 seconds, someone in America suffers from a stroke. Join the battle against these controllable and preventable diseases. Listen to Healthy Alternatives.
Create a healthy future today.
Take on the day and take on Dr. Laura Schlesinger on the internet at WGNU.net.
Cut your gas costs in half. Team up to share the ride to work in a carpool or vanpool. Thousands of St. Louis area commuters have discovered how ride sharing with Ride Finders can combat the sting of rising gas prices, and you can too. Ride Finders offers ride matching service free of charge, so sign up today and begin easing the strain that record gas prices are putting on your wallet. For a list of potential carpool or vanpool partners from Ride Finders free ride matching service, log on to www.ridefinders.org or call toll free 800-VIP-RIDE.
Radio Free St. Louis is AM 920, WGNU. Catch us on the World Wide Web at WGNU.net.
It's getting closer and closer. The second annual WGNU Wake Up Call Blanket Drive will be held on Friday, November 18th. Again this year, we're partnering with our friends at Carver House to provide the gift of warmth for those less fortunate. Liz Brown will be broadcasting live from Carver House, 3035 Bell Avenue that morning from 7 to 10. And on Blanket Drive Day, your donations will be accepted at both the Congress and Senate building at 265 Union, the home of WGNU, and at Carver House, 3035 Bell. This is your chance to make a difference and change your little corner of the world. Be a part of the second annual WGNU Wake Up Call Blanket Drive on Friday, November 18th. By the way, we're now accepting your blanket donations here at the studios of WGNU Radio on Union.
Anywhere in the world at WGNU.net. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Daddy was a soldier. He taught me about freedom. Peace and all the great things that we take advantage of. Once I fed the upon their faces as I treated them with respect. This is my Vietnam. I'm at war. Life keeps on dropping bombs and I keep score.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. I am Liz Brown. 454-0400 is the phone number. 1-877-920-WGNU. What else? Oh, yeah. WhiteRoseSociety.org is where you can find archives of my show. You missed an hour, go get your hour. Email is revolution@LizBrown.com. Get to me. Get to me. Get to me. Get to me. Dimitri, good morning.
Good morning, Miss Brown. Of course, you know what, you're probably going to be able to predict what I'm going to say in response to Professor Cohen's remarks. I agree with what you said, but here's where I take the exception, and I'm persons like herself who can move feelings and persuade people, and the organizations that you mentioned. They never mention the I word. I haven't heard the I word for a long time, even on your show.
What's the I word?
Impeachment.
You haven't heard the word impeachment for a long time on my show?
Well, I haven't
on my
heard it
show?
Today.
Well, you haven't heard it today. That's not.
That's a long time because I keep waiting. Anyway.
Well, actually, no. Actually, in the 6 o'clock hour, we talked about impeachment.
What's that?
I used the I word in the 6 o'clock hour.
Oh, you did?
Yes, I did.
Oh gosh, that's a problem. I overslept this.
Okay,
morning.
No, I use the I word, and oh. and I think that okay, go ahead. And so your concern is what?
Yeah, you have various guests on your program, and you know, I look forward every morning to your program, and I agree with almost everything you say. But here's the but: these people who are fighting these brush fires, why don't they go after the arsonists? That's the I see all this activity, this intensity, the emotion, especially about this appointment of the judge in the Supreme Court. We have to go after the guy that makes these situations happen. Why? I mean, it only takes one person in Congress to stand up and say we want to impeach this guy.
I think that pursuing the impeachment component is a point well taken. I think that people, some people ascribe to the pick their battles and the battles that they feel that they are best suited for. And I think I've said this to you before, and I know that I've said it to others, is that we have to be multitask. We are in a fire. We are in a fire, but you don't stop fighting the fire to go look for the arsonist. You have to do all of these things at the same time. So I believe that we have to fight the brush fires because the whole place is going to go up in smoke if we don't. But we do have to find the person, and we do need to prosecute the person that started the fire. So we have to do a lot of things at the same time. I believe very strongly that there should be a concerted effort, that we need to be putting pressure upon our elected officials to push the concerted effort for this impeachment. But we can't stop fighting and keep just fight the impeachment battle.
Well, I know that the Democrats feel that if they push a cause of impeachment, that with the Republican Senate, that it's not going to go anywhere. But we just have to label an arsonist, so the
there
whole world
go.
Knows
there
how
you
we
go.
Feel about
You're
it.
You're absolutely right.
That
to
we
me.
Don't acquiesce to his activity.
You're absolutely right. Call him that. Definitely call him that and start beating the drum, because as I've had on my show the week before, I had an organization on, the only organization out here that paid for a poll to see how Americans felt about impeaching him, and the majority of people polled felt that because he lied, he should be impeached. So there are people out there. Downing Street, the DowningStreetMemo.org is a group of people that are working very hard on the impeachment piece. They're the ones that paid for the poll. So we need to put the pressure on our elected officials to start articulating the I word, to start putting it out there. But in the meantime, we do have to fight the fires that are in front of us. Okay. Otherwise, we die.
And then one final thing. I wonder why Joe Garcia doesn't identify himself when he does the global news update.
I think
he's got a beautiful speaking voice.
I think we have something very exciting to say about Joe Garcia after this week and the global news report, so stay tuned for that.
Oh, that's great. He's a great man.
Yes,
he has a great voice.
Yes, he does. When we'll have some real exciting news next week about that.
I look forward to it.
All right, Dimitri.
Thank you.
Thanks for bringing that up. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. And if you want to email me, do that at revolution@lizbrown.com. I just want to throw a couple of other things out here about Judge Samuel A. Alito, Jr. He was a member of a concern of the Concerned Alumni of Princeton. Who are they? They're an organization that was formed in 1972 to oppose the admission of women to the university. Okay? But that's not all. They didn't stop there. The group moved on to criticize the school's minority admissions. They went on to criticize permissive social norms and religious non-denominational while supporting the selective admissions policies of private student clubs affiliated with the school. This is a man who wants a promotion to be a Supreme Court justice that was part, that joined a group. They didn't, he didn't have to do that. Joining a group is one of the few things left in this country that you have some choice in. You aren't born into a group like this. You join them. You look at what they stand for, what they believe in, and you say, huh, down with that. Huh, I believe that. Huh, it's like you're in my head. Judge Samuel A. Alito Jr. said, huh, I want to be part of an organization that is opposed to women getting the same college degree that I have. Judge Samuel A. Alito Jr. is saying to your face that, huh, yeah, I know my mama gave birth to me. Yeah, I know I have a sister. Yeah, I know I have aunts and female cousins and stuff, but that they ain't as equal as I am. They're not equal to me. My mama shouldn't have the same rights that I have. He was a member of an organization that, and we're not talking about 500 years ago. We're not talking about 50 years ago. We're talking about a very short time ago. He looked and said, what are the organizations that define me? This organization, the one that is opposed to women being admitted to Princeton University and black folks. We have much to talk about. I'm Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. Are you woke yet? We'll be back. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me.
And of all the fancy satin and silk, my white cotton feels so good. Searching high and low for a place where I can lay my burdens down. Ain't nothing in the whole wide world like the peace that I have found. And the joy they bring.
This is your wake-up call, global news update. Dateline Madrid. Several investigations are underway in Europe having to do with the way the United States is handling terrorist suspects. In Spain, a judge has recommended to the National Court an investigation of CIA landings on the island of Mallorca, and if they're part of the transfer of suspects to third countries without going through normal extradition procedures. Germany and Italy are also looking into the kidnapping of suspected radical Islamists by the CIA. And last week, both the European Union and the Council of Europe opened inquiries into reports of secret detention centers in Eastern Europe. And Dateline Mexico City. Mexico and Venezuela are mad at each other and have recalled both of their ambassadors from each other's countries. The fallout began last week when Mexican President Vicente Fox said he was in support of an American plan to start talks about the regional free trade at the Summit of the Americas that was recently held. That suggestion caused Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez to comment that it was sad that the leader of the people of Mexico let himself become the puppy dog of the Empire of the United States. He also accused Fox of going against protocol by calling for an agreement on the free trade area of the Americas plan, even though it was not on the summit agenda. Mexico responded by saying the comments struck at the dignity of the Mexican people and called for a formal apology or its diplomat would be recalled. The summit, which was held in Argentina, failed to produce any support for a resumption of talks on the free trade of the Americas Agreement. This is your wake-up call global news update.
How would you like to join the James Gang? It's easy to join. Just join me, Dennis James, every Tuesday at 10 a.m. here on the Party Line. Join the James Gang right here on WGNU, Radio Free St. Louis.
Diabetes is a killer. After I was diagnosed, I had no pain. I didn't feel sick, so I didn't listen to my doctor. Then it struck. I had a heart attack, then a stroke, and I was only 49. If only I'd known. If only I'd listened.
The complications of diabetes often go undiagnosed and are far more serious than you might think. Most people with diabetes also have high blood pressure and cholesterol, which can cause severe heart damage. In fact, 2 out of 3 people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. But you can reduce your risk of heart disease and stroke by lowering your blood sugar, blood pressure, and cholesterol. Learn how. Call 1-800-DIABETES for your free diabetes survival guide. Choose to live.
It's not too late. Don't let diabetes destroy your life.
It's getting closer and closer. The second annual WGNU Wake Up Call Blanket Drive will be held on Friday, November 18th. Again this year, we're partnering with our friends at Carver House to provide the gift of warmth for those less fortunate. Liz Brown will be broadcasting live from Carver House, 3035 Bell Avenue, that morning from 7 to 10. And on Blanket Drive Day, your donations will be accepted at both the Congress and Senate building at 265 Union, the home of WGNU, and at Carver House, 3035 Bell. This is your chance to make a difference and change your little corner of the world. Be a part of the second annual WGNU Wake Up Call Blanket Drive on Friday, November 18th. By the way, we're now accepting your blanket donations here at the studios of WGNU Radio on Union. Real life, on the cutting edge. It's the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
But I am speechless. That's how you make me feel. Though I'm with you, I am far away, and nothing is for real. When I'm with you, I'm lost for words. I don't know what to say. My head's spinning like a carousel. So silently I pray. Helpless and hopeless. How I feel inside. Nothing's real, but all is possible. If God is on my side.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. Sandy, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing, Liz?
I'm outstanding.
Yesterday on your show, you were talking about something about the Republican memo or some kind of email in reference to the war?
I was talking about a memo that had been discovered, a private confidential memo that was circulated amongst Republican leadership about what the Republican Party can do to get back in the public's graces. So for the public would turn back to, the numbers would turn for George W. Bush.
Right.
One of the things that they were considering, at least that they talked about, was another attack on American soil would be able to put George Bush back in the position that he was in, where his approval numbers were in the 90 percentile after 9/11. That would cause people to rally around George Bush and look to him for leadership because of a domestic crisis.
Right, I understand. Let me ask you something. Where can I get a copy of that article?
You can get a copy of that article. You know what? I don't have it in front of me. Tell you what, if you give me a day, I'll post it on my website.
Okay.
Okay?
I will look at it.
Very good.
Thank you, dear.
Thank you. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. Any kind of, every kind of, all kinds of ways. Get up, or get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. And I just want to remind you that Friday is our second annual blanket drive, the Wake Up Call second annual blanket drive. Wow. Time has come again for us to give to the homeless. We did such a fabulous job last year, and I want to double what we did last year. I know, we're ambitious here. I know that we can do it. Blankets are $5. You can go get them at Kmart. You can go get them at the dollar store. We can do this. We can absolutely do this. This year we will have a drop off blankets at two different locations. First location is here at the station from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. We will have volunteers in beautiful Kelly Green, warming hearts all over, Wake Up Call second annual blanket drive T-shirts. Big and mouthful. T-shirts, they will be standing there in the morning too. You don't have to, all you gotta do is slow your car down. Our volunteers will be there to take the blankets from you. And also the second drop-off place is, of course, with our friends at Carver House, 3035 Bell, that's Bell and Cardinal. We will be taking blankets there in the drop-off facility from 7 a.m. until 10 a.m. We will also have hot chocolate. We will have donuts. We will have camaraderie. We will have fellowship. All of this while we try to provide some warmth for those that have so many needs, the homeless in the city of St. Louis. So that is this Friday. This Friday is the blanket drive. Come on down, drop your blankets off. Come on in, have a conversation. Let's talk. Let's reach out. Let us warm some hearts all over the city of St. Louis with the second annual Wake Up Call blanket drive. We will also be taking donations too. So if you want to make a donation, you can do that as well to the blanket drive. So do that. Give whatever you can in any way that you can. I'll see you this Friday when we have the second annual Wake Up Call blanket drive. I'll see you then. Car phone, you're on a Wake Up Call.
Good morning, Ms. Brown.
Good morning.
Hey, I want to say thank you for getting that article about that memo out there. I was the one that mentioned that to you last week.
You sure did.
I didn't have a lot of information on it, but I had
heard
it.
You sure did. You sure did, and I want to thank you for that.
And now, have you talked about the Justice Department, 40%, Civil Rights Division, 40% drop in prosecution of civil rights cases?
It's not just a 40% drop in prosecution. The attorneys in the Civil Rights Department are leaving. They're just really fleeing the department because the department no longer has the goals. They're not pursuing the laws in the manner in which for the same reasons that the department was created.
Isn't that something? I mean, this is so significant, and you have to wonder about the two million African Americans that voted for George Bush this time around.
I don't believe that there were 2 million black folks that voted for George W. Bush.
But you have to wonder about the ones that did.
Actually, I don't. Because if we sit back and look at all of the stuff that has been thrown at people of African descent to get them to succumb to so many negative things, to get them to view themselves in such a negative way, to get them to be willing to do whatever they're told to do, I think if there were 2 million people that voted, that's a testimony to the amazing nature of people of African descent, because everything that this country has had to throw at black people to get them to vote for a person like George Bush, it's been thrown. It's been thrown.
You're right.
Okay. So, I mean, I don't, first of all, I don't believe it was 2 million.
Me either.
But even if it was, that ain't nothing compared to what's been going on in this country to get them to move to that place.
Because you got 20 million that said no.
That's fact.
So that's a significant
that's
number.
That's a fact. Thank you so much. And keep keeping me informed, okay?
I will, and I do read your website.
All right.
And your links, too.
All right.
I go there all the time.
Thank you so much.
All right.
My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. Get to me. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, number one. I respect you.
Good morning.
Thank you so much. I just want to say thank you. Thank you for yesterday's program at 9 o'clock. Your host was excellent, Mr. Rieger.
Scott Ritter.
No doubt about it. And that was the best. I wanted to know if he had a website so I can look up and find his book.
You know what? I don't know that he has a website. But
really?
All I would do is do a Google search on Scott Ritter, R-I-T-T-E-R, do website, and I'm sure you'll be able to find him.
Okay. And you also get an A for that show that you did with Mr. Rodriguez on the 9/11.
Yeah.
That was you were nothing but the bomb.
That was very,
that's
that
why
was
you
fun.
Get the awards. Sister, we love you, all right?
Thanks for your
peace
call.
And blessings.
Same to you. 540-400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Tomorrow's show, we're going to be doing, of course, some more fun stuff. We're going to, of course, be doing the St. Louis Public Schools Watch. You don't want to miss that. More. I've got some killer information. I've got some killer information for you, and Peter Downs will have some more killer information for you. And then we will have, following the St. Louis Public Schools Watch, we will have a guest on, Nancy Fay, to talk about. She's a national business reporter, and she's going to be talking about the rising cost of student loans. So for all of you that are trying to get your babies into college, you don't want to miss this show. And then at 9 o'clock, we will have Bill Piper, the director of the National Affairs for the Drug Policy Alliance. He'll be here to talk about the new meth bill that's pending in Congress. So you don't want to miss tomorrow. You don't want to miss tomorrow. Get your blankets. Go get your blankets. Go get your blankets. The temperature is dropping. They're expecting snow. When is it? On Wednesday? Wednesday? Talking about snow on Wednesday. Going down, going down, going down. The homeless need you. Let's do what we can to give them a little bit of something that they need. This Friday, the wake-up call, second annual blanket drive is arriving. I'll be looking forward to seeing all of you there. And then, my name is Liz Brown. This is the wake-up call. Until tomorrow, stay strong.
For all of you, the people who love peace all over the world, Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight. Remember that. I will never say that progress is being made. If you take a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, how can you do that?
But the hard truth is that not everyone is free.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis. 920 on your AM dial.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Louise Schiavone. 2 years after Congress passed an expensive new prescription drug benefit for the nation's Medicare recipients, enrollment is finally getting underway. More from ABC's Pam Coulter.
It's called Medicare Plan D, and that could stand for dumbfounded because many seniors are baffled by the array of at least 40 different drug plans, some of which include managed care coverage. This is the first day to sign up for the benefit, but the elderly are being urged.